much about.
Hey, what's up with you? Wake up! The world is crumbling.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And then all of a sudden, I just had this instinct that someone was behind me, and then all of a sudden, I felt my starting getting pulled underwater. And then the thing came up, and I was on my board, and it was like right there. I saw the whole thing just thrashing around, but I was getting dragged under by my leg rope.
But I'm not going to the ocean because that's the shark's house. Okay, the shark has the right to eat you up when you're in his house. When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. When pigs come in my house, they own the plate. So when you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up.
And now,
go forth and swag hard. That's all I can say.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 21st of July.
What's going on, you guys? What's the latest? What's the haps? What's new?
What's the latest? What's the haps? What's new?
Yeah. I haven't seen you guys in 20 hours. Is anything exciting happen in your world?
Your Mariners stink. My Red Sox stink.
Why are you telling me my Mariners stink?
I'm just saying it's something we can bond over.
I don't know, but I like it.
Yeah. It's a sad time.
Your
Mariners stink, Bean?
They're horrible. But I don't need to hear that from Allie.
Well, I'm just saying the Red Sox are awful.
It was 11-1 when I turned off the Red Sox, when I stopped following the Red Sox game. What did it end up being?
I believe it ended at 11-1.
11-1.
But that, keep in mind, that was the first game.
First game. How was the second game?
Yeah, I didn't even turn it on. Didn't even
give it a try.
No.
Right?
Can't a pitcher make all the difference in the world? Like, couldn't another pitcher come in?
Yeah. There could have been a perfect game the next game. It did no relation,
right?
Yeah.
All right. Good times.
We've mocked Dave before, I think, for tweeting at the Clippers. Is that what the conversation was we had a couple of months ago, where you were talking about how they don't see your tweets when you tweet at a sports team? It doesn't do anything, right?
I think that was Muggs we were talking about.
Was it Muggs in the Dodgers? He was tweeting at the Dodgers.
So.
Okay. Because I rarely tweet about the Mariners, but last night I did tweet at them because they had a lead going into the eighth and blew it in relief like they so often do. They've lost so many close games, it's just heartbreaking. But I tweeted at them, I said, "Hey, Mariners, you see what the teams you play against are doing? Do that."
Well, that should solve it.
And I'm hoping that they'll look at that and go, "Oh, don't blow it.
Why didn't we think of doing that?
Score more runs than the other team. Oh." And then when we do, I don't want to get off on this tangent, but then when we do, you know, when Felix Hernandez, one of the two or three best pitchers in baseball, when he gets up, you go, "Well, there's a win." And then we don't give him any run support, and he loses games like he did over the weekend, 2-1. It's so unbelievably frustrating. And there's only 10 weeks left in the season.
Dude, if this helps, you still have like 7,500 games.
10 weeks. That's all that's left.
They're
man.
Playing 7,500 games in 10 weeks?
Not that much time to turn it around is what I'm saying. Hey, I have a sports controversy to get us started here today. Right. I may need to head up to Lakeville, Minnesota. They apparently have an amazing event that goes up there every year right around the 4th of July. It's a two-week event, it looks like. It's its 49th year. It's called the Panorama of Progress. And they have everything from beauty pageants to live music to robotics demonstrations to turtle parades. Excuse me.
To what?
What?
Turtle parades?
Yes, that's what I said accidentally.
That's awesome.
Yes. They have parades and they also have turtle races. So they have a lot of things going on. But the reason that they are in the news for this Panorama of Progress event is because there is a sports controversy at their annual crawl-a-thon. The crawl-a-thon is for babies. It's a race for babies where they crawl. All right?
Sure.
Do the babies know, you know, like that they're supposed to be racing?
Like the turtles don't? Do the babies know? I don't know. I haven't seen video of this, but I assume that it's like other races we've seen with little animals where the guinea pig races and stuff where the owners will be out in front trying to coax them to come toward them. I assume that's what's
happening.
Yeah,
it's like a diaper derby.
All right.
Yeah, maybe that's another name for the same thing.
Sure.
Well, anyway, the president of the event, Diana Niemeyer, is in some hot water because of her interpretation of the rules. There's a little bit of a sports scandal going on. She eliminated a 10-month-old named Berkeley Bailey. She was disqualified because it was judged, you guys, that she scooted instead of crawled. The rules state that babies must crawl on their hands and knees, and that's what establishes a level playing field. Now, little Berkeley's mom, Samantha, says the rule is unfair to babies that just have a unique way of getting around. So she was scooting, and that apparently is the only way she's ever crawled, which means she's not technically using her hands and knees. So that's a huge rules controversy that is going on.
I would ban that child from competition for like 6 months.
And don't even let her go to school, right? That's right. Like really make her sit it out and think about the way she's crawling.
You think about that scooting.
The president, Niemeyer, says the issue first arose at a race last year when a baby crawled like a bear on his hands
what?
And feet. He finished the race first, but he was disqualified because, as the president said, when you do it that way, you're a speedster.
What is happening? Why are they disqualifying anyone? These are 8 months old.
Come on. Yes.
Berkeley is 10 months old, by the way, and she has been thrown out. So there's been – it's a huge debate. She did allow an army crawl in a recent race, by the way. Someone was pulling himself forward with his arms and his knees were on the floor and he was using his legs. And she argued that the army crawl clearly uses the hands and knees while the scoot and the bear crawl do not. So she says she is being consistent with her enforcement of the rules.
Well, plus it's over 4th of July, so she'd get in some hot water if she didn't take the army crawl.
That's probably true. Right? Yes, it's a patriotic event in a patriotic state, a patriotic time of year. So anyway, it's just a matter of time before – well, she even says it. She says, look, we try to keep it fair for everybody. We've been doing this event for years. We've never had a problem. All of a sudden, we have people having problems with the baby crawlathon. If it gets to be a real issue, we'll just cancel it. Oh. It's not worth the hassle and the stress to try to appease everyone.
And the terrorists win.
So maybe this is another case of parents just refusing to accept that their kids aren't the best and the brightest. You know how parents always think that their kid's everything. And maybe they just don't think their kid needs to play by the rules. But President Niemeyer, man, she's standing up.
Well, somebody's got to.
Right, exactly.
To so those cheating babies.
I'll keep you posted as to what's going on with the crawl-a-thon, but that's the scandal.
Hell. I love that there's any kind of scandal with that. That's awesome.
And the stress is almost too much.
It's too much.
Ban
hey,
it.
Look, we'll just stop the whole event, people.
Take my ball and go home.
Wow. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
Okay. Oh, my God. Stop talking. Okay?
I just started. What? Would you vote for Donald Trump? There are a lot of people who say they would.
Can I vote for him now, and can I vote for him more than once?
That's my policy as well. But we're going to take some calls on that today. We also have tickets for you to see Imagine Dragons at the Red Bull Sound Space.
Yeah, that's happening Thursday. It's going to be great.
Thursday at 3 p.m. They are a fantastic live band. You will enjoy that.
You should – I know you don't like to leave the car, but you should get up out of the car on Thursday and just walk inside, watch Imagine Dragons, and go back out to the car. I think you'd really enjoy that.
That's a good point. Yeah. I'll look into that.
All right.
Thank you.
You'll look into getting out of the car? Yeah. Ian Hecox and Anthony Padilla will be in studio talking about their new movie, Smosh, the movie, and The Bachelorette Report is back. So we'll do all that coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53.
You know what we always say, man? Come for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Stay for the return of Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday morning. I'm the only one applauding, but we're glad you're back, Ralph. How
all
are
right.
you, sir?
Well, sir, thank you so much. It looks like Amy Schumer's in trouble.
Now what?
Well, the folks behind Star Wars, Lucasfilm, and Disney, they apparently don't think it's as funny as the rest of us. That photo shoot she did with C-3PO and R2-D2 in a Princess Leia getup for a GQ magazine.
It was pretty much a threesome.
It was. And they didn't authorize the use of those characters in that photo shoot. And so apparently, Lucas and Disney not pleased with the inappropriate use of characters in this manner.
Hmm. They just figured, look what George Lucas did with them, for God's sakes. We can do anything we want.
Yeah, should have been with Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, right.
Minded. God. But if I'm shocked that a major magazine like GQ would go forward with a shoot like that and not...
That is strange.
Clear. You think they would protect themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Meanwhile, Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker himself said he was quite amused with the photo shoot. So, look, Luke Skywalker gives it the
okay. That's right,
yeah.
These aren't the droids you're looking for, right? You gotta just do that mind meld or whatever the hell they those guys
it's
do.
It's a mind meld.
You know, I think that's the Vulcans. Never mind.
It's Star Trek, yeah.
Yeah. Khloe Kardashian, this might be shocking, apparently has made a poor choice when it comes to men.
What?
What?
Yes. Those Kardashians have a great track record, I thought, with the fellas. Radar Online is reporting that her boyfriend James Harden apparently has already cheated on her. They believe so because a woman named Rochelle Ralph has come forward and said, James Harden has already cheated on you with me. Apparently Ms. Ralph herself was the other woman and claims she was in Hawaii. No, apparently James Harden was in Hawaii with Khloe and then jetted down to Australia where he was vacationing with Rochelle.
That's a far way to travel.
That is, for just some, for some strange.
Right?
Man, couldn't he go to, I don't know, Canada? That would be closer.
A lot of places would be closer.
Yeah, let's name them. And while we're talking about Australia, everyone, of course, talking about the video of Mick Fanning, the surfer, who was attacked by a shark on live television during the surfing open down in South Africa. No coverage was better than the Fox Morning Show's coverage. I don't know if you watch Saturday Night Live at all or not, but they do a running sketch where they spoof the Fox and Friends morning show on Fox News.
I've not seen that, but...
where they try to make them look like the biggest idiots they can. I think they're underselling, really, what that show has to offer.
How do you parody that?
With Steve Douchey and now Elizabeth Hasselbeck and a gentleman named Brian Kilmeade. Brian's the best. He's the one Bobby Moynihan plays on the show, who's like just the biggest fender head you'd ever want to meet in your life. Well, they were talking about this video that everyone was talking about this week, and they've got some interesting theories, Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Brian Kilmeade especially, about how we can, first of all, how this happened and how shocking it was, and why aren't people doing more about it?
What?
Yeah, take a listen.
I think the most shocking thing is, after you hear about the six attacks in North Carolina, okay, these are just swimmers. But then when you see a champion surfer and you have a three-camera shoot and an overhead shot, say, oh my goodness, it could happen anywhere. You would think that they'd have a way of clearing the waters for a competition at sure. this level, but I guess they don't.
If a three-time world surfing champion isn't safe, who is? Yeah, it's right there.
Right. Those other attacks of people were just swimming in the water, but this guy's a surfer. How could he be attacked by a shark?
Just clear the ocean.
And why can't they just clear the ocean of sharks? Why can't they do that?
That's awesome.
Oh, God.
Why don't they take that extra step and just get rid of all the sharks in the ocean? And how can sharks attack when you have three cameras?
That's a good, that's
it's
a better question.
It's a three-camera shoot with an overhead camera. How can a shark attack then? You know sharks are deathly afraid of three-camera shoots.
I think he's making a lot of good sense.
I do, too. I think, once again, they've proven themselves to be the sparkling intellects that we've always hoped they'd be.
That's pretty sweet.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Allie Landry's 42 years old today. Josh Hartnett, very talented actor, is 37. Justin Bartha celebrates his 37th birthday as well. Damian Marley is 37. A lot of people are 37 today. Not DeAndre Jordan. Clipper? Is he a Clipper today?
He is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. 27 years old today. Actress Juno Temple is 26. And singer Taco is 60. Taco!
We're gonna, Taco. You know what we need to do?
Put on some mother-loving Ritz. That's what we need to do. And that's what we're going to do.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
This was real.
Putting on the Ritz.
Woo!
Different types who wear a day coat. Pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits.
We'll throw back to Young Frankenstein. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
One of the greatest cities in America for one of the coolest events of the year. We're talking about the Austin City Limits Festival with Foo Fighters and Florence and the Machine, Modest Mouse, Walk the Moon, so much more. 9 o'clock this morning, we qualify you here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we'll do that by giving you tickets to see one of the upcoming Foo Fighters Southern California shows. So 9, noon, 3, 6, and 9 throughout the day, all week long on KROQ. You can win and qualify for the grand prize drawing. We'll do Monday morning details at KROQ.com.
We have an answering machine, 323-5 520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. You can leave us a message on any topic. This guy seems to have a real problem. I'm not sure exactly what to do about it.
God damn it, my wife bought single-ply toilet paper. Single-ply! You know what happens if you don't take in a single-ply? Yeah, it's not pretty.
Well, I think that's one strike against her. I'll tell you that. I think you should be keeping track, sir.
That's good advice, because she bought the wrong toilet paper. Allie is, we've learned, She-Bean.
Hey, She-Bean, honeymoon is over. Shut the f*** up.
Wow. What happens when they turn on you, Allie?
Noted. Got it.
Hey, guys, I keep on sending penis pictures to Allie, but she hasn't responded yet. Can you guys give that email out again just so I make sure I have the right address? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I think it's just Allie@Q Rock.com, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to respond. I keep trying to make the picture bigger, and nothing. So
see,
I apologize.
You turned that right around on him. Yeah. Well played.
I don't know either.
Could we hear that one again?
Sure.
What? I'm trying to...
Maybe
is that a
didgeridoo?
Like, how is that noise being made, do you think?
A didgeridoo. I think Allie's right.
Yeah, yeah. Really?
Nailed it.
Played poorly, though.
Really bad.
Okay.
I liked it. I thought it was really good.
Fire beer mug.
Hey, by the way, beer mug is in Hawaii.
Yes.
We didn't mention this, but...
You know who's not in Hawaii?
All of us.
You, me, Allie, Ralph, none of us.
This is weird. It came as a surprise last week, at the end of the week. They were like, oh, yeah, beer mug's going to Hawaii for a week. And we said, what are you talking about? And I guess he's going to do a role as a walk-on on a movie?
Yes, yeah. That is my
And he's there all week?
Yes. Yeah.
What's... How?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't.
Why?
So that is awesome. That is awesome.
Free trip.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
And getting paid to be there.
I think so.
Yes, and I believe that's the case.
Being in a movie. Yes, yeah, all of those things.
And we don't understand any of it. And
well, no one ran it by us. It was just presented as a done deal. He's leaving Tuesday. So we're the suckers now, apparently.
So the jingle singer that sang Fire Beer Mug is back.
That's not brown rice.
Nice.
And another.
White meat, dark meat, all will be carved tonight.
Right?
Okay.
Sort of tiring of him already. Been like three calls.
So Beer Mug is getting married and I'm still single.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Hawaii, walk-on role, also getting married.
So everything's coming up Beer Mug right now.
Yes. And this guy is very upset by that.
I guess I'm just going to go kill myself. So sorry, Beer Mug, still.
This guy called. I don't know what for.
Has the Afroline outlived its usefulness?
No way.
Okay.
How dare you?
Just wondering if maybe we need to revisit the concept.
This guy called with what might be the best impression ever. Huh. Maybe ever.
Okay.
Hey, guys. So I was just calling just...
How great was that?
That's pretty good.
That's what Bean sounds like when he sneezes. None of us understand it, including Bean.
Sorry.
But he makes that noise, and then it's some kind of pain that follows.
Yeah, I can't explain it.
It's pretty sweet.
Hey, guys. So I was just calling this.
All right.
That's really good. Then this guy called.
Yo solito, esperando para un amor.
Okay. We don't have to play them all, though, when they leave messages, right?
Well, if they're the Armenian comedian, I believe we do. I think we're under some kind of contract that we have to. Yeah, so he called back.
Hello, baby. Hello, baby.
That's enough.
But what if he changed up the form a little, B?
Okay. That's it, though.
That is it, yeah.
Okay.
The next guy doesn't need any of us. He's doing all of our jobs by himself. It's a one-man show.
Thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. My name is Kevin. Kevin Ryder.
My name is Bean. I like to touch things.
My name is Ralph. I do voices.
My name is Allie McKay. I have a cold.
My name is Beer Mug. I'm fat and stupid.
Well, Beer Mug, how was your day?
It was okay. I smoked some weed.
I don't like weed. My name is Allie McKay, and I like to drink.
Well, Allie McKay, you sound hot.
I like the way you sound, but you're barren, Allie McKay.
You know what, Bean? Cookie Monster going to eat you.
You know what, Allie McKay? I'm not going to do anything because I'm going to take care of my belly button.
What you doing here, Psycho Mike? Yeah, my name is Psycho Mike. I have a body complex.
We all love you, Psycho Mike.
We do love you, Psycho Mike.
I love you, Psycho Mike.
Pretty good work.
Pretty good work.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
Sorry. The Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock has been the site of a lot of magical musical performances over the past few years since it was built. And another one's going to be happening this Thursday afternoon. The group Imagine Dragons is going to be stopping by, and they're going to be performing live. How many people, Kevin, do you think we usually get in that room when a band comes by to play?
I mean, maybe 100?
Yeah.
Maybe.
The furthest person away from the band is like 25 feet. I mean, it's a small room. And if you'd like to be there, we are looking for Imagine Dragons fans right now at 1-800-520-1067. You will have to earn your way in, and you will have to earn your way in the most painful way possible. But we'll be playing the game in a couple of minutes if you want to call right now. Good luck.
All right, let's talk about this strange village in Kazakhstan. They say it's a mysterious Kazakhstan village because the people there keep falling asleep, and they fall asleep for between like 6 to 12 hours to 6 days sometimes.
I remember us talking about this a few months ago. They have been investigating this for a long time. It's like a real-life village of the Walking Dead where people just are walking down the street and fall down and just fall asleep. But now, Kevin, you have unearthed some more details that it goes far beyond just naps.
Well, I mean, they were trying to figure out what causes it, why, and their hallucinations. They're walking around with, it says in the story, erections for long amounts of time.
Even the women. When they wake so up, crazy.
The women have boners. That's weird.
So part of the deal is for the men, they fall asleep and then they wake up and they're as horny as they've ever been.
Yes.
They have to have sex, and they have to have sex now.
And that's not good for anyone.
No. No, it's not. So they're in the process of moving a bunch of these families out. They say the conclusion they have come to is that it is carbon monoxide poisoning. Apparently there's some sort of uranium mine, and it's filled up with water, and it's mixed with chemicals or something like that. But it's basically poisoning the air with carbon monoxide, which is why they had these problems for so long. So we asked Dave, is there anyone on the ground that we can talk to? And I believe we have Dr. Boris Pavlenko, who joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We had him 30 seconds ago.
We no longer have Mr. Pavlenko.
He fell asleep, apparently. Dropped
right,
the phone.
We'll try to give him a call back.
This is awesome, by the way. Can you imagine living in a town where people sleep for days and they don't know why?
To me, it sounded like college because dudes were just sleeping for days on end, waking up with erections. But this is serious. This is bad.
And the hallucinations, too, by the way. This affects everybody, including little kids who are just seeing horrible demons. You know, I mean, it sounds like a nightmare kind of place to live.
All right. I think we have Dr. Boris back on the phone.
Dr. Pavlenko, how are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for calling and for talking with me on the radio this day.
Well, we're very pleased to see it. Sounds like they may have diagnosed the problems there in the so-called Sleepy Hollow.
Yes, for the longest time, as you can imagine, was a perplexing problem for not knowing why people would be reacting in such a way.
Yeah, I mean, you're just going about your day, and the next thing you know, you're sound asleep. It could be 3, 4, 5 days before you wake up, and then it sounds like you're just a horn dog afterwards.
Yes, many different situations resulting from what was happening in this town with the sleeping, of course, and as you mentioned, the sexual arousal, but also hallucinations from children and Also, bizarre behavior from older people screaming curse words at each other and fighting. Huh. And it was a confusing situation for everyone here, not knowing why it's going to happen. And we're glad finally to be at the end result in a now more understanding way.
Okay, but now that you know it's from the mine, what do you do?
Well, of course, we must vacate this location and make everyone for now to be moving to another place for to have to live.
Yes, apparently the government is pitching in and they're giving money to help families move. 68 of the 223 families in the village have already been moved, and the rest are supposed to be relocated by the end of the year. So I guess your little village there is just going to be a ghost town.
Yes, unfortunately, was uranium mine underneath town that was releasing dangerously high levels of carbon monoxide gas and making the poisoning situation and environment for everyone to be living. So we.
Oh, no. Doctor. Dr. Pavlenko? Oh, no.
Doctor?
This is bad time.
Oh.
Hey, what's your name? Hey, who's this on the phone?
Allie, I think this one's for you.
Hi, Doctor. We're
Whatever with you, lady. Who's the guy with the deep voice?
Oh, that's Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good.
Hey, what are you wearing,
How are you?
Doctor, can we get back to the interview about the carbon monoxide, please,
or anything else?
Omar, why are you laughing so much?
Wait, who? Wait, there's a guy that? Omar
yes,
there?
One of my assistants in the laboratory is named Omar.
That's weird.
I think he's looking pretty good right now.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah. Oh, no. Here we go again.
No.
Boy, it just comes out of nowhere, man. It just lays you out.
What? Hey, it's party time in my pants. Who wants some?
Tuesday means the Bachelorette Report at 8 o'clock this morning with Ralph Garman and Petros Papadakis. And next hour, we're very excited to welcome Ian and Anthony from Smosh. They got a movie coming out this weekend. They'll be joining us in studio as well. First, though, what about giving away some tickets for Imagine Dragons in the K-Rock Red Bull Sound Space? They're going to be performing this Thursday afternoon. We would like you to be there with a game we like to call Omaroki.
Omaroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
Hey, Omar. Oh, let's
hey.
Put his mic on. There we go.
I don't know. How long do you want it on?
Well, let's see how it goes. DJ Omar Khan, by the way, is great at spinning the records. Not so great at singing the records. And this is what we ask him to do, is to come in and sing songs, in this case by Imagine Dragons. So the callers are on the line. So you're going to sing a song as you recall it. And then all they have to do is identify it by title. If they're right, they go into the drawing for the tickets for this Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Now, we all have our musical taste. And Omar likes Imagine Dragons.
I do.
Doesn't necessarily know all of the songs, which makes this much more difficult.
Yeah, that is true.
This makes it way difficult for you to listen.
I was in another studio, and I was like, oh, man, I just can't remember.
Oh, yeah, I know that song, but now try to remember it to sing it. It's a completely different thing.
Total,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, Omar will do the best that he can, but fortunately, what he lacks in memory of the lyrics, he'll make up for in his talent like a songbird, because he brings them to life, doesn't he?
Just beautiful singing. You'll see. You'll see. Bill in Santa Fe Springs, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
First of all, go Raiders. But second of all, Omar's going to sing a song. He'll get through as much of it as we can stand, and then you tell us what the title is to go into the drawing, okay?
All right, man.
Here we go.
I raise my flag and dye my clothes. It's a revolution, I suppose. We're painted red to fit right in. Whoa.
That was pretty sweet.
Radioactive?
Radioactive is correct. Yes, exactly.
That
was close. That was all right.
Thanks.
Not terrible.
It's all downhill from here,
Did
guys.
We just peaked, though, right?
Yeah,
that's the one he knows the best. All right, Bill is in the drawing. Who's up next?
Marisa from San Jose.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Marisa. Are you really in San Jose right now?
I actually am, but I'm flying down there in a few days to see Imagine Dragons.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Good
Fantastic.
Luck.
Here we go.
I've been around the world, and never in my wildest dreams would I come home running to you. I've told a million lies, but now I tell a single truth. There's nothing, there's you in everything I do.
I mean, I'm...
Really?
I mean, I'm looking at it.
It doesn't sound familiar, but Marisa likes Imagine Dragons so much she's traveling for them, so she probably knows it.
I'm hoping it's I Bet My Life.
It is. I've been around the world. How about that? It didn't sound anything like that.
You know
that
what?
One.
I'm so good, guys, that I don't really need to recite the lyrics properly or the melody.
No. I believe that's on the colors there, Omar.
So Marisa is in the drawing, though. That's good news for her.
All right, let's go to Donald in La Puente. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's going poor. I got to be honest. We're doing Omar Oki, and no one likes it.
Two for two.
Hey, Donald, do you work at Jack in the Box?
Yes, I do.
Is there a secret menu at Jack in the Box?
Not that I'm aware of. It's a secret.
Okay, all right. There's, you know, a lot of these restaurants, they got something off the menu that you can order. I just wondered if Jack in the Box was one of them. All right, back to you, O.
I want to hide the truth. I want to shelter you. But with the beast inside, there's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come.
This is my kingdom come. All right,
that's
Donald.
Plenty.
Save us.
That's Beekman's.
Yes!
Boom! I want to
hide the truth. Nothing
Would
like that.
Ever predicted 3 for 3 in the drawing so far.
No, and what's really more disturbing is that Omar is taking credit for this.
Yeah, I'm pretty good,
like,
guys.
In his mind,
I didn't
like,
realize, you know, I was kind of doubting myself coming into this game, but, you know, I am awesome.
All right, let's go to Jared in Anaheim. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We are good.
Good.
There we go. Am I out of luck? Am I waiting to break when I keep saying that I'm looking for a way to escape? Oh, I'm wishing what I had taken for granted. I can't help you when I'm only going to do you wrong.
Nope.
Right, he made that one up.
That's just not even...
He's never heard that song before. All right, what is it, Jared?
I've never heard that before.
Well, no more F words from you. I think we were looking for shots this time around.
We were. Yeah, nothing like that.
No, zero. Well,
not even close.
All right. He's making it up. All right. Thank you for calling, Jared. All right. So far we still got Bill, Marisa, and Donald in the drawing. Who's next?
All right. We have Kayla in Hollywood. Hi there.
Hi. How are you guys?
We are good. You ready for Omar Oki?
Maybe.
Best of luck to you.
I've been waiting to smile. Hey. Been holding in for a while. Hey. Take you with me if I can. Been dreaming of this since I was a child.
Wait. Okay. Hold on. Hold up.
Hey. If I want to add some lyric.
Yes! But I'm saying, Omar, that you didn't.
Obviously, I did, Kevin. She got it right.
Way to go, Kayla. Hold on.
All right. I may have the strength for maybe one more, but that's about it, you guys.
All right. Let's make it Brent in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hey.
Good luck with this. Omar?
So this is where you fell, and I'm left to sail the path heavens run through the mouths of cloudy hell. Right to the top, don't look back, turns rags and giving commodities a rain check.
Oh, my God, please stop. It's time.
It's time to stop. I'm
wow.
So good.
He wasn't really singing as much as five or six.
Is right. Really good.
But you weren't singing. You know what? Doing like beat slam poetry or something.
It was almost slam poetry.
It was awful.
That's what was going on.
All right. Brent is in the drawing, as is Kayla, Donald, Marisa, and Bill. Pretty good turnout from Imagine Dragons fans, but only two will win their way into the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock to see them this Thursday afternoon. Miss Allie McKay, who are our winners, please?
The tickets go to two ladies, Kayla and Marisa.
All right. Marisa, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Way to go. Kayla, congratulations. You're going to see Imagine Dragons.
Woo!
Thanks for staying through this contest, for God's sakes.
Oh, Maroki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:52.
Ian and Anthony from Smosh will be here in about 20 minutes or so here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited to meet those young men. They might buy this place. They might walk in and just buy the radio station.
Yeah.
They could. They could, you know?
I'd sell. Great. I'd sell my part.
Sure.
You don't have a part.
I don't have a part.
No.
Anyway, that'll be fun. That's coming up. Also, the Bachelorette Report at 8 o'clock this morning. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat now on a Tuesday. Good morning, Ralph.
How much are you willing to pay for Britney Spears' shopping list?
Britney Spears' shopping list.
But wait, there's more. What if I throw in? No, that's it. Just her shopping list. It was on eBay.
This is a thing that she left behind somewhere that somebody's trying to sell?
Yes. Someone did sell, my friend.
Well, I don't think I would want to pay anything for it.
She wrote her shopping list down on the back of some calendar cards, and one lucky buyer on eBay received them for just $59.99.
Really?
Yes. But wait, there's more. We'll also give you Kevin Federline's old sock if you act now. Oh, my favorite weird. Part is the list, the grocery list.
Here well, she's known for being healthy.
She is that.
First of all.
She is the way she walks around barefoot in those
That's right.
gas uh-huh. station bathrooms. And
yeah.
yeah.
How many different kinds of corn chips are on the list?
I don't know about that, but I do have the following items culled from those lists. Double stuffed Oreos, baby pizzas, Wonder Bread.
Baby pizzas.
You know, the little ones. The little pizzas, the one you just pop in your mouth.
She wrote baby pizzas?
Baby pizzas is what she wrote.
All right.
Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread's pretty good.
Bread of Champions.
Yeah, really.
Right good. There. Cinnamon Rolls, Captain Crunch, Ice Cream Drumsticks, and Grits, spelled with a Z.
Oh, my God.
G-R-I-T-Z, Grits.
When do you get to the part of her list that involves all the vegetables?
There doesn't seem to be a lot of vegetables on this list.
Kevin?
If we took Kevin's shopping list How and compared it to this one,
dare
except
you?
For the grits with
I
a
don't
Z,
like grits with a Z.
You, yeah. I think you'd find it pretty identical.
Everything else sounded pretty good.
Yeah,
you're down with that list, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a good list right
sure,
there.
Kevin's like, oh, Wonder Bread's pretty good. It's not! It's awful!
Pretty good.
It's really not.
Yeah, but it is.
You can use it to caulk bathroom tile.
Oh. But a Fluffernutter on Wonder Bread is perfection.
Oh, see? See?
Right?
By the way, is that what she's feeding her kids?
I
imagine.
Yes, they're eating what mom's eating.
Because that doesn't seem like a recipe for health.
That is the Vegas diet right there. That is yep. just... She's just in the right place. Really.
Yeah.
Britney Spears should have just been in the high desert her whole life, because that's just where she belongs.
In the trailer.
Baby pizza.
Baby pizzas. Little baby pizzas and grits with a Z. Tell you get a Fluffernutter on that Wonder Bread. That's good right there.
That was Allie.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh. Yeah, mm-hmm. not yeah. so funny now, is it?
Mm.
Foo Fighters rule.
Yes.
Dave Grohl is better than you.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. We talked so much about Dave Grohl and how great he is. You know, what you never hear is a negative Dave Grohl story. It's all positive. Mm-hmm. That's not possible, but with him it is.
But what about all those quaaludes he gave all those women to have
that
sex
was
with
not
them
him.
Backstage?
That was Bill Cosby.
Oh, right. I always get those two confused.
Yes.
Who played Huxtable? Was that Grohl?
No, that was also Bill Cosby.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to source you on that
They
one.
Are easy to confuse.
Check that out. Dave Grohl wanted to give his orthopedic surgeon a thank you. Wanted to do a solid for Dr. Lou Schoen. And he did so Sunday at Fenway Park when he allowed Dr. Lou up on stage to do a solo performance of the White Stripes Seven Nation Army. That's right.
What?
Dave Grohl handed the stage over to his orthopedic surgeon. And said, Dr. Lou wants to do a song, and now we're going to back him up as we all perform Seven Nation Army with Dr. Lou on lead vocals. Dave's gone around the bend now.
He's gone bye-bye.
He's getting much too generous with his stage time.
How about that?
Now that his doctor can perform.
What the hell?
Here's a little taste of Dr. Lou Schoen busting out some Seven Nation Army.
Sure is a surgeon.
I bet he's a better cutter than he is a singer. But he's up there and he's like throwing his arms around, just freaking out on stage. He was having the time of his life, so. I hope that's in lieu of payment.
You do.
I'll tell you what. Let's make a deal. You take care of my leg, I'll throw you up on stage at Fenway Park.
For 40 seconds, though, right?
That's no, all. He did the whole song.
The whole song.
He did the whole all song, right. Absolutely.
Isn't that, I'd love to hear the conversation where how it was decided that that was going to be the song he did. Because, hey, can I sing with you guys? Yeah, which one of our songs do you want to do? Ooh, not really a fan of your music as much. But do you know the White Stripes?
Yeah, I suppose. Unless maybe they didn't want to burn off a Foo Fighters song like with a surgeon singing lead.
Yeah,
either.
Maybe.
Maybe they wanted to like save their own material for good performances.
Let's pick any other band.
Right.
Who else do you like? What other kind of music? Is there any other songs you know?
So you think they would have put his stink on their lyrics, I think.
Yeah, I think that's more likely being than him not knowing any Foo Fighters songs
I'm just
perform.
Saying.
I know you're just saying, but what are you
but still.
But what are you just saying? That's the question. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Juno Temple is 26 years old today. DeAndre Jordan of your Los Angeles Clippers.
Stop saying your.
Come on, Kevin.
It's some people's.
Come on, Kevin.
Well, it's the cities.
It's,
no.
Cities. It's yeah. Hit the clip. Yeah, it's
not, no.
It's hit the clip, man.
Yeah, no.
I don't think that's a thing.
Lob City. Is that still a thing, Lob City? 27 years old today. Damian Marley is 37, as are actors Justin Bartha and Josh Hartnett. Allie Landry is 42 years old today. Remember when she was a special guest judge at our Halloween costume party?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we invited her to the costume party. She could be a judge, and she was. She showed up in like a harem girl outfit or something like that.
It's pretty
that
good.
That was a pretty good deal yeah, right there.
Is she part of the Heroes Reborn? Do we know?
I don't know.
Was she not a hero? Am I thinking of somebody else, Ralph?
You are thinking of someone else, yeah.
Okay.
Allie Landry was the Doritos
she was
girl.
Doritos commercial.
Oh,
girl.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, who am I thinking of? Who's
Allie Larder. You're thinking of
Allie Larder.
Larder.
Okay.
Who was one of the heroes?
I'm sorry. So the Doritos girl is not on Heroes Reborn.
Nope.
Okay.
No. It's not a superhero. Just because she's called Doritos Girl Bean doesn't mean she's a superhero.
Okay.
Just means she was a girl who ate a lot of Doritos.
On that may fights crime with Doritos.
That's part of the confusion.
Doritos girl. She doesn't have armor made out of chips or anything. Okay.
Well, I heard Supergirl, Tank Girl. I just thought, you know, Doritos Girl.
And singer Taco is 60 years old today. Taco also, by the way, not in Heroes Reborn, in case anyone was curious about who on the birthday list is still featured in Heroes Reborn.
Okay, so no Taco.
No, but Taco is putting on the Ritz.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
We should play one of his other hits next.
Putting on the Ritz.
You'll be happy
different
to know.
Types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cut away coat, perfect fit.
That this is the only one?
No. He had other hits.
No.
Right, Bean? Tell him.
Hits, though.
That's the only one. I mean, he had, he had other singles, but
right.
That's the only one I really remember.
Oh, there's this one.
If you're no. Blue and you don't know
there's also, Der Commissar.
No, that was not him.
That was
not Taco. That was After the Fire or Falco, but not Taco. Oh.
There was,
Well, there was...
I'm gonna...
That was right.
It was Gangnam Style.
No,
that, that was him either. No. That was Psy.
I'm going to do a little research. I'll get back to you. Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Do you throw rocks much anymore, Kevin?
Not as often.
You kind of grew up throwing rocks at your neighbor, Robbie Joyner, as you have as been well established on this program.
Yeah.
But as an adult, it doesn't seem like you get much of an opportunity to throw rocks. Unless you remember the Bay Boys. Now, the Bay Boys are making news. Apparently, this has been a problem that's been going on for a long time down there near Palos Verdes. What's the name of this place? The what's it called? Luverta?
The beach? I don't know.
Lanada. Lanada Bay. Yeah. I'm unfamiliar with it, but apparently it is a sweet surfing spot. And there are a bunch of older surfers who have basically – it's turned into a turf war. They want locals only. They want people that they know and have verified that to come and surf there. Anybody else who just shows up, who just pulls off the side of the road and goes, hey, this looks like a great spot. Let's catch some waves. They got nothing to do with them. They're throwing rocks at them like it's almost like it's almost like a war where they have picked their spot and they're protecting their turf.
They run them off with rocks.
These are middle-aged men.
Yes.
These aren't teenagers.
Right.
Yes.
They're like, we want these waves are ours.
Yeah.
You go someplace else, or we're gonna. They've thrown rocks at cars, and they've also thrown rocks at each other, at other people. It's crazy.
I mean, you're right, Allie. They're like 60 years old. They call they're being called the Bay Boys, I guess, but they're boys like the Beach Boys are boys, you know? But it's just, it's so weird that you see adults have this gang mentality, and it has really become a thing where they've, you know, the locals have been trying, you know, other people in the neighborhood have been trying to get the police involved to kind of stop it. It's like gang violence for rich white people. So we wanted to find out more about what's happening, and we were lucky enough to get one of the Bay Boys who is willing to speak on the record and come on the air with us, and this is Nick Brandon, and he joins us right now. Hey, Nick, thank you for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show, sir. How are you?
Yeah, see, I'm happy to be here, see?
So what is it about this Lunada Bay that is so precious that you're not willing to share it with everyone else?
It's ours, dude. See, we're the Bay Boys.
Right.
Nobody better come into our territory, see? Or it'll be cowabunga for those guys.
Right, but isn't there enough ocean for everybody?
Yeah, well, go find some ocean of your own. Leave ours alone because you're making us aggro, see?
How many Bay Boys are there?
You don't need to know how many there are. There's enough of us. I'm about to take care of you, Muggs, you understand?
Yes. What? Whoa, was that a machine gun?
Now let's stay up our beach, what do you say?
I thought you just threw rocks.
Yeah, well, we're graduating, see?
Oh, no.
Now we throw little lead rocks. Lead rocks, see?
Yeah.
Nick, can I
need bullets.
Yeah, we got that.
All right,
How old are you, Nick?
I'm 72.
Okay. You seem a little too old to have this.
I'm 72, see?
Right.
I'm one of the Bay Boys.
Right.
And we don't put up with no people who aren't locals who try to get in and ruin our ankle busters, see?
Okay, but I guess what the point is you don't own the land. It's not private property. Anyone is allowed to go to the beach there and get out in the water.
They
right?
are. They're welcome. Come on down and see what happens, see? Yeah, that's right.
You can't.
Yeah, see?
Nick, you can't.
Yeah, ain't seashells, see?
You can't shoot at people. That's just not acceptable.
Who said I'm shooting at people? Maybe I'm shooting at fish. Yeah, that's fish.
Maybe that's
But
it.
If you get to happen to get in between me and my fish, then it's curtain for you, see?
Now, do you have any concerns that what you are doing is illegal and maybe at some point you'll be arrested?
Well, let's tell you something about the Bay Boys, see? We own the local fuzz around here, see?
Okay.
It's
right.
Bay Boys. It's our territory, see? They're in our back pocket. Yeah.
I see.
Nick, no one has used the term fuzz in 40 years.
Well, why don't you come down here and hang 10 with us? And I'll show you what the phrase.
Like a grenade.
That was a grenade, see?
Well, you can't just throw grenades at people.
I believe I just did.
Okay. Okay. Someone's going to get hurt, though, and it's not worth that just over a little bit of real estate.
All right.
It's only one of the most subscribed to YouTube channels in the history of the internet. Soon to be celebrating its 10th anniversary, we're talking about Smosh, ladies and gentlemen. Ian Hecox and Anthony Padilla from Smosh join us in studio right now.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, boys. You guys seem awfully peppy for this ridiculous hour of the morning, knowing what a busy week it is. How are you managing all of this?
Well, I have a coffee right in front of me, so that helps.
Mainlining coffee. Whenever I get tired, I just punch myself in the leg. So.
There must be so many times over the course of the years and years that you guys have been doing this with such tremendous success where you just looked at each other and said, how is this our lives? Like, how is this happening? How is this real? But I would imagine this week, having a movie come out must be the tops of all of them.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. Probably the craziest thing beyond the movie is the fact that Madame Tussauds hit us up a couple months ago.
And no,
like,
they didn't.
And they're like, we want you to be immortalized in wax.
Are you kidding me?
And we're like, what? So that's been the craziest thing. But yeah, the movie is really awesome too. I guess.
You said yes, I'm sure, to Madame Tussauds. What's the next step?
The wax figures are coming out at our premiere, and then they're going to go to San Francisco, and then they're going to tour around the U.S.
They're
going to
get wrecked.
Our premiere
right?
is tomorrow.
Hopefully.
So you've already been through that whole process and already had it made.
Yeah.
That's six hours of fun.
Tell me about that, because I never knew how that worked. I mean, do they come and put like clay on you or something like that?
No, so basically they have this big pool of wax, and then you just jump into it. And then
I don't
just
think
sit
that's,
there
that doesn't
hours.
Sound right.
It doesn't sound
you.
Right, but that would be cool. I like your version of it.
Have you seen them yet?
Oh, we've seen videos. We're going to see them at the premiere when they're unveiled. So
that is
going to
be
tomorrow. Man.
It's tomorrow,
right? Our first movie premiere is tomorrow. It's kind of crazy. It's just setting in.
Yeah, and let's talk about that, because Smosh the Movie is being released digitally on demand through every single platform you can imagine. So it's not going to be a traditional theatrical release, except for this week in Southern California. What are the plans? What do you have going on this week?
So yeah, we have this big old red carpet thing going on with the I don't know, it's still crazy to me. Yeah, we have the big red carpet. We have the unveiling of the wax figures, and
that's tomorrow night in Hollywood,
Westwood.
Yeah, yes,
Westwood. Okay, and then Thursday you're doing another screening down in Anaheim.
Yeah, that's during VidCon, which is basically like this big sort of convention for – it's kind of like Comic-Con, but for people that are obsessed with YouTube. So
so you guys are the conquering kings when you go into VidCon? You just go
Well, the crazy thing is like now they require like all YouTubers to have like security escorts from like to and from the convention center, because it started out as like a small thing. It was like 2,000 people at a place, and we used to be able to just walk around the lobby and just like hang out with people and say hi and stuff. But now it's like 22,000 people this year.
Wow.
So it's insanity.
So yeah, you get to walk around feeling like Kanye West with your bodyguards. So it's pretty,
that's
awesome.
Pretty sweet.
That's so why we get.
You should make them carry you. You should make your security carry you.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Probably make cool. Do that.
Yeah. Speaking of security, and we have a lot of questions about the channel, about the movie. We'll get to all of that with the guys here. But speaking of security, what is that like for you guys on a day-to-day basis just to live your lives when you have millions of fans everywhere you go? Is it a problem?
We live pretty ordinary lives because, I mean, most of our viewers are our age or younger. So if I'm in an adult setting, most people have no clue who we are. So we can live pretty ordinary lives unless we go to somewhere where a lot of people our age are, like maybe like a mall or a theme park or something like that.
Yeah, the thing is, most of the people that recognize us are actually fans of what we do, unlike traditional celebrities where, you know, people see him on billboards and they see him on TV all the time, so they know who they are, even if they don't really watch them.
Even if they don't watch them.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. And so people see you doing and they like you and they come up. Do you get hate?
No,
no, that's the thing. We don't get hate in person.
Yeah.
Not in person. Only anonymously from behind a computer screen.
Well, we had one guy that was like he came up to us and he's like, oh yeah, I used to watch your stuff and then I didn't.
That's not hate.
It wasn't hate, though.
No!
The first interaction that we ever got, like, right after we started making videos almost 10 years ago, this guy was like, oh, yeah, you make those stupid videos. And we're just like, yeah. And he's like, oh, you actually take that crap seriously? And I was like, well, I don't know, I guess so.
You're doing it in place of a job.
That was the first time anyone's ever recognized us, too.
That really is remarkable, though, to have either two types of people, either people who know who you are and like you, or people who just don't know who you are. It's very rare for somebody to not have that third category, people who know you and hate you.
Yeah. I mean, online, well,
if you look at the comments, then you know,
you get enough
you'll
online to make up for all that.
Yeah, well, online is where it usually comes in. That's true.
This is the voice of Ian and Anthony from Smosh here on the Kevin Beach Show on K-Rock. We're going to be talking about their movie here in a minute. Speaking of real jobs, you haven't had many in your lives, right?
No. The only real job that I worked was I worked at Chuck E. Cheese, where I was Chuck E.
Oh.
I would come in and visit him, and he'd give me enough tokens for my birthday.
Some free tokens. Yep.
That has to be a hellish job.
You know, it was pretty easy.
Nope.
You know, you got to be in a big costume. And
what about
and,
all the
know,
kids that would, you know?
Yeah.
There's a couple kids that were just little, you know.
Yeah, sure.
I can't say the word on.
S's. Right.
Yes, little S's.
Yeah.
They like to, you know, try to see if they could pull Chucky's tooth out.
Do you ever punch or kick any of them?
No.
Just on the sly?
No comment.
What are they? I mean, do they want to play with Chuck E. Cheese when they show up? Are they excited to see him? Do they know who he is?
There's two different types. There's the types that want to you know, hug Chucky, then there's the type that just run away screaming and crying because it's the freakiest thing they've ever seen. It's a giant mouse.
Do you chase after the kids that are crying?
Yes, I chase after them with knives. Yeah.
Yeah, this is really embarrassing, but Chuck E. Cheese came up on the air a couple of months ago, and I don't have kids, and I've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese. And my whole life, I thought that Chuck E. Cheese was a piece of cheese. And when they told me Chuck E. Cheese was a mouse, I was like, what? It just blew my mind.
What are you talking about, piece of cheese?
The restaurant is called Chuck E. Cheese. Their mascot should be a piece of cheese, I thought.
Wow.
like a big piece of cheese with eyes? I
never really looked closely, but that's what I thought. I mentioned the 10-year anniversary of the YouTube channel for Smosh is coming up in November.
Yeah.
First of all, any plans to celebrate?
We have a week of celebration that we have planned, but
yeah.
Nothing too concrete yet.
Probably just celebrating in retirement home because now we're so old in internet years.
We'll celebrate by revealing that we've been wearing wigs all along.
Is it impossible to believe that it's been 10 years?
It's really crazy. I look at pictures. I feel like I haven't aged, but I look at pictures of when we first got started. I was like, oh, I was a little baby.
People refer to us as the old photos of us as Fetus Ian and Fetus Anthony.
All right. I like it.
Well, I love hearing the story, and I've heard you mention it in interviews before, about the first video that you guys did because it was successful right out of the gate, right? I mean, your first video ended up on the front page of YouTube, right?
Yeah. We made three videos before that, but it was just on our MySpace page. That dates it, right? and then the first video that we actually uploaded exclusively to YouTube was our Pokemon theme song lip sync video.
And how big did that one end up being?
One got to the front page, like you said. It was the most viewed video of all time on YouTube for a good year over that. And then it had 25 million views by the time it was removed for copyright infringement.
I mean, what was that like for you guys? I mean, I imagine there was just a lot of high-fiving going on every time you looked at that counter. Like, you must not have even been able to believe it.
Yeah, back then, you could refresh the page, and the views would update live. So you'd have, like, 10 more views every time you'd update the page. And we were like, oh, my God, 10 more!
Keep refreshing!
So you guys got in before the copyright was an issue, before all of that. So
before
you,
they took away the fun.
Yeah, exactly. Do you look back on those videos and think, oh, we got away with so much compared to what you can do now?
No, because even though we got away with it then, those companies could still find you and be like, well, you had our song in the video, so we're removing it. So
yeah. And also, like, fair use wasn't even, like, a thing that was really known on YouTube. Like, we could have argued fair use for that, but at that time it was just like, oh, a company put a claim on your video. There's no way we could fight it because we're not a huge corporation. We don't have the money for a lawyer.
Right.
Wow. So you basically just get a message from YouTube saying it's been taken down due to copyright, whatever.
We freaked out because we thought it was going to be like the end of us because we were like, oh my God, like that was our most popular video. How are people going to find us now?
We cried together, you know.
That's sweet.
Aww. Yeah.
All right. We got a story. Quick break. Ian and Anthony are here from Smosh the Movie. By the way, if you want to, on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page or on Kevin and Bean Twitter, use the hashtag KBSmosh if you have questions. We'll get to a bunch of listener questions when we come back, and we'll talk all about Smosh the Movie, available on demand and for digital download this Friday. More with our guests right after this on K-Rock. Ian Hecox and Anthony Padilla, they are from Smosh, joining us in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Of course, the Smosh movie is finally going to be out this Friday, available through iTunes and Google Play and Vudu and PlayStation and Nook and Xbox and Cinema Now and Verizon Fios and Comcast.
That's a short list.
Xfinity.
That's a short list.
I can't tell if you're just making that up or if you actually know that.
He's making some up.
Okay.
It's something called MGO. I don't know what the hell that is. But
yeah, we didn't know what it was either, but it's going to be on there.
I looked it up.
Did somebody come to you and say, boys, you're popular on the internet, make a movie? Or did you go to somebody and say, hey, we're popular on the internet, we want to make a movie?
Actually, someone came to us. We for a long time, we've been wanting to make a movie. We thought it'd be really cool. Our audience has been like, hey, when are you going to make a movie? And then someone came to us, Awesomeness TV, and they're like, hey, you guys want to make a movie? And we said, yeah, we want to make a movie. So we made a movie.
So once they once you got the go-ahead, then
it's
you
a hell
have
of a story right there.
Then you have
to see how many times I can say make a movie. In there.
Then you have to go to Taco Bell and you have to look across the table at one another and go, all right, what's our movie going to be about? What kinds of ideas did you come up with before you settled on the one that you filmed?
Well, we knew that we wanted the movie to involve YouTube because that was a space that we know and that we enjoy kind of, you know, being in. And so we just kind of talked about how we could possibly integrate YouTube into this movie. So basically, the plot of the movie is Anthony gets an embarrassing video put online, and he wants to get that video removed before our high school reunion happens and his high school crush disowns him forever. So basically, we find out that we can't delete the video, but we can go into a portal into YouTube and change it from the inside, Matrix style.
Is that real?
Yes,
it's actually real. Yeah, we did a lot of research on it.
I was naked in a video, and we went back and put some clothes on me. Mm-hmm. So,
good. I like it. I think we have the trailer for the movie. And by the way, Michael Ian Black, I don't know how much he's in the film, but the trailer, he is hilarious.
He is so funny. He was amazing to work with.
He plays what? The president of YouTube or whatever?
Steve YouTube. His last name's YouTube, and he named it after himself. All right.
Anna sees this video. It's going to remind her how much of a loser I used to be. All we have to do is get the video removed from YouTube.
Hey, you're the backflip microphone guy.
Where'd the microphone go? I think it's in that boy.
Steve YouTube.
Pleasure to meet you.
Hi.
I don't touch.
I need that video removed from your website.
Is it weird to say the closer this guy gets to my butthole, the better it feels?
A little bit.
Come around the desk and crawl under and...
Whoa! Oh my! You thought there was a portal under my desk and you saw my wiener! That is the best joke ever!
There is Kevin laughs every time at that butthole comment. Every time.
I think I like the radio play better because you have no idea what's going on.
Why is this guy getting near a butthole?
For me, the word butthole is the funniest word in the English language.
And then you come right after butthole with wiener, too. So it's just it's the 1-2 punch. All right. So you guys are in YouTube. You're inside the machine. Yeah. And you pop in on which of your friends?
So we pop in on Jenna Marbles, Harley Morenstein, which has been on here, right?
Yeah, many times. Mm-hmm. We love Harley.
Him he's the best. Do you like his beard or him more?
Both. I think of him with the beard. That's the Harley that I know.
Did you cry when he shaved it?
I was shocked at how handsome he is, by the way.
I wasn't.
Well, he grew it back real fast.
Yeah.
Because he has a beard again.
Overnight, he grew it back. I know. You do mean things to Harley in the movie, though.
Yeah. Ian here is a mean guy.
Yeah, he's the mailman, and I throw milk balloons at him, because that's a thing.
All right, so Jenna is in the movie. Shane Dawson, I think, is in the movie, too, right?
Yeah, well, he was in a clip that got deleted. The MPAA wasn't too happy with the clip that we had him in.
Yeah, the funny part was when he was on set, he's like, well, this scene's going to get deleted.
Well, like, what are you talking about? No, it's not.
And sure enough, it did. Yeah. And then also Grace Helbig's also in it.
What was the scene with Shane? You have to tell us.
I don't know what words we're allowed to say on here.
Well, he went into a sex simulator and then came out saying that he used the wrong side.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Got it. Hey, have you guys some of your stuff is – I mean, you always say it's a hard PG-13, right? But some of it's pretty racy for younger kids, and you have a lot of younger fans. Do you ever run into any, like, angry emails from parents or anything like that? You ever get any pushback from them on that?
No, I mean, like, I feel like we
tend
to – Why
did your voice go so high right there?
because I'm lying right now.
That was weird.
What are you That's talking about? I always talk like this.
He's been faking the lower voice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm trying to look manly right now. Okay. We always try to stay sort of PG-13. Anything that we feel is too racy, we just like to do the implied sort of humor because that's just funnier than showing some dude's wiener.
Right.
Depends on the wiener.
Right. Okay. True.
Let's not show a dude's wiener though.
I'm just saying. You know, it's funny though that our thought of what PG-13 is totally different than what MPAA says. Is
PG-13. Funny how that works. How do you find out from them?
Well, we got a bunch of notes back, I
guess.
And
they're like, this is rated R. We're like, what?
Yeah. We found out that the MPAA is okay with extreme violence.
Oh, sure.
But not saying, not wiener comedy.
Right.
Yeah. It's really funny because, like, I don't even think the stuff that they didn't like was that bad.
It was
But then we watched Jurassic World where people are getting, like, ripped apart and
that's
blood
all good.
Splattering
blood
across the screen.
Literally hits the screen and it's just blurring
There's
up
people
the screen.
Losing, like, you see their life escaping their bodies.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's PG-13. That's okay for
that's
kids.
Fine. I would love for my 13-year-old to see that.
But if you say wiener too much, how dare you?
Now, too much. Did they tell you that? Because that's what we get told here. They tell us all the time. It's like, you can say something, but if you say it like three
Right, if it's
times,
a fleeting reference, you can get away with
have
it.
Have we exhausted our wiener references?
You're right on the edge right
Ooh,
now.
Okay.
Right on the edge.
You know, wiener.
By the way, we're talking Smosh again, the movie available Friday on all digital platforms. We are periscoping this through the K-Rock account if you want to check it out, if you want to see the guys for the remaining minutes.
Just a minute. I'm sorry.
Periscope?
Nope. Okay. We're doing it.
We are.
Okay. And I promised we'd squeeze in some listener questions, too, which we are taking. Speaking of the movie, Just James asks on Instagram, how long would the bloopers video be if you made one from the movie?
You know, it's weird because we were like, we're going to take this seriously. And we didn't do too many bloopers, but we are going to be releasing a blooper reel. Pretty
oh,
soon.
Good.
Yeah.
It's Those are fun.
It's condensed way down to like 5 minutes. But if we were to release all of it, probably like a half hour.
Gabby wants to know if it was any different. Did you feel different acting in a movie as opposed to being on YouTube videos? Because it was a, you know, bigger stage, more important, higher stakes.
Yeah, it was definitely a little bit more serious. Like we had to think about our characters, think about where we were in life, and think about our motivations.
The first day of shooting, I was so nervous.
Yeah,
so nervous. But then I was like, oh, it's just like anything.
This
else
is
to
just
shoot.
Like it was before, yeah. Except longer.
Yeah, exactly.
That is funny considering you've spent thousands of hours in front of the camera. And it really
and
was
we still
no different.
Suck.
No, I'm just saying that you felt nervous is funny. All right. Rob writes in a question for both guys. What is your favorite video game of the 21st century?
21st century?
So no old school here. He wants to know what you're into that's newer.
Yeah. Oh, man. Big fan of the Mass Effect franchise. The Witcher 3 is pretty great.
I like the Legend of Zelda Wind Waker.
Yeah. Anthony's barely a Nintendo fanboy.
Yeah.
I've got one, and I think Pinky Ruth speaks for all of us because she wants to know, what would you do if one day you woke up with each other's hair?
Oh, man. I would cry. I would just cry.
You should.
I'd probably be okay with it. Anthony has better hair than I do.
Just the bowl, you know, the bowl haircut. I don't know if I'd be able to deal with it.
That's a strange question. I don't know why someone would ask that.
Oh, people are obsessed with their hair because
no,
he's emo hair, he's bowl cut.
There would be a riot if I cut my hair. Yeah.
There would be, right?
Yeah.
We revealed Ian's forehead for the first time the other day. That was a big.
Whoa.
That's crazy. There.
Yeah, yeah, no one knew that I was there.
Yeah. It was kind of like in Pulp Fiction when they open up the briefcase and that golden ray comes
That's
out.
That's what happened on your forehead?
Yep, because it's so pale.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Do you feel a lot of pressure, Ian, because your haircut is so popular with the kids to keep it? I mean, if you wanted to switch it up, do you feel like you wouldn't be able to?
We've been prepping our viewers like, okay, I'm going to have to get a haircut at some point. So it's kind of like a parent like talking to their kids about getting a divorce.
Prepare
like,
yourself.
We gotta let them off easy.
You know, he's got some other excuse why though. He's like, well, the wax figures are coming out, and I can't.
Yeah,
you know,
I can't
cut
get my hair cut.
The wax figures, come out, or the movie.
Here's what you do. If I could give you some advice, shave it. Just shave it completely, and
then
people will go, "Wow, we like the hair better." And then whatever you grow back,
that's true.
Thumbs up.
True. Is that what Brittany did?
You gotta go worse.
Yeah.
That's what Brittany did. Yeah,
yeah.
It worked for her. Yeah,
see.
All right. I can't believe how fast this has gone by. We're almost out of time, guys. Is there anything left, Smosh-wise, that you guys want to accomplish? Like, where can you go from here?
Oh, man, we already mentioned the wax figures, which is
right,
still mind-blowing,
right? You got the movie.
We're going to be releasing a comic book / graphic novel pretty soon based on some old Smosh characters that we've made.
And then after that, just world domination, basically.
Well, it's working out for you, so guys, continued success to you. Ian and Anthony, Smosh the Movie, available everywhere on demand and for digital download this Friday. You guys are awesome. We really enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:56.
We're doing the Bachelorette Report coming up right after the top there with Ralph and Petros. I know you can't say much here, Ralph. We'll wait for the segment, but how was the show last night?
It was, as always, magic.
Yeah.
Magic on a screen.
This is all the guys yelling at each other, right?
Yeah, and one dude got killed. That's all.
I can't say much about the show,
one dude got murdered.
That's a good tease.
Yeah. That is something else. All right, that's coming up right after the top of the hour. Rob is here.
Included.
Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's happening?
Well, we're talking about crime. How about this AC/DC drummer, Phil Rudd? He's the man, isn't he?
He can't stay out of trouble.
He's the man. Sure, he's been under house arrest for threatening to murder his personal assistant and various drug charges. Sometimes the authorities frown on that sort of behavior.
They do?
Yes.
Huh.
But he's been under house arrest. Well, that's not working out so well. Just 10 days into his house arrest, he is now back in regular prison.
What happened?
He had to spend the weekend in jail because he broke a few rules. Authorities say he may have hired some hookers to keep him company while he was under house arrest.
He was still in his house, right?
Right.
That sounds legit.
It's not, actually.
Oh. Why, is it illegal in Australia?
No, but when you're under house arrest, there's a lot of things you can't do. It's kind of like jail. It's supposed to be like jail.
I didn't think it was. I thought you just do whatever. Just hang out for a while.
Did you? Did you think that?
Yes.
Really?
I didn't know.
I
honestly
you thought it was
house
just like,
arrest.
Just watch TV and just
yes.
by yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. Too.
What else is there? You have to stay in your house. That's it.
Yeah, but you can't do a lot of things that you may want to do. For example, you can't drink alcohol when you're under house arrest.
Oh.
Can't have any alcohol in your home.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
He did that, too. He broke that law, too.
So you can't have people over to the house while you're under house arrest.
You can have family over, but you can't hire hookers and throw parties.
What if your sister's a hooker?
Good question.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for clearing things up. You could have
family, Ralph.
You really you've crystallized the story. Yeah, he spent the weekend in jail, and the judge warned Phil at yesterday's hearing that if he does it again, he is definitely headed to prison. Hmm. Phil, by the way, showed up in a black leather jacket with an AC/DC logo on the back of it. All right, rock and roll!
You think he talks like that all the time?
I'm sure he does. He better. If he doesn't, he better start, because that's going to come in handy when he's in jail. Fox and Friends is the name of their morning show on Fox News. And they're the best show on television because they're dumb.
You know what's funny about this, Ralph, is that we did this story yesterday, but I told Omar, go to Channel 4 because they're the worst. I didn't realize Fox and Friends was even better.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
They were talking about Mick Fanning, the surfer who was caught on video being attacked by what appears to be a massive shark at the Jay Bay Open in South Africa, the surfing competition. And they were showing the video because everyone was showing it yesterday. It was phenomenal to catch that moment and phenomenal that the guy, Mick Fanning, got away unscathed. Here they are looking over the video, and their take on it is fascinating to me. They really have a unique perspective on Mick, on the event, on sharks, on water. They don't seem to get any of it.
I think the most shocking thing is, after you hear about the 6 attacks in North Carolina, okay, these are just swimmers. But then when you see a champion surfer and you have a 3-camera shoot and an overhead shot, say, oh my goodness, it could happen anywhere. You would think that they'd have a way of clearing the waters for a competition at this level, but I guess they don't.
If a 3-time world surfing champion isn't safe, who is? You ask right there.
Yeah, that's Brian Kilmeade. They're asking, how come they can't clear the waters for these events? And sure, it's just swimmers being attacked.
Yeah, sure.
But a guy with a surfboard, how can that happen?
Because he's a professional.
He's got superpowers. Because he's a surfer. He's won a title. Doesn't the shark know that he can't be eaten?
Ruff, why don't they just take the sharks out of the water? Like,
that's
move them to a different
Brian
spot?
Brian is asking, Bean. You would think they'd have some way of clearing the waters for these events.
Wasn't this event in South Africa?
It was,
yes.
Indeed.
That's
yes.
Where all of the Shark Week programs come from. It's
but
all.
How can a shark attack when there's 3 cameras? A 3-camera setup with an overhead camera.
They try to avoid 3-camera setups. I know that about sharks.
That's what they teach you in shark avoidance class. Get yourself 3 cameras, and if you can, suspend one from above to get an overhead shot. Sharks cannot abide that because it feels it makes them fat. Makes them look fat.
Oh, really?
That's what you know. That's why they avoid
I didn't
that.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't they clear the water?
Come on. Come on. Let's get science on something important.
Hey, Brian, we're in their house when we go swimming and surfing. They don't have to clear out of the water, Brian.
And they don't care if you're a swimmer or a surfer.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to the ocean because that's the shark's house.
Right.
Okay. The shark has the right to eat you up when you in his house.
That's true.
Yes. When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. When pigs come in my house, they own the plate.
On the plate.
So
right.
When you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up.
Right.
She's making insanely good sense.
She is.
She should be on Fox and Friends.
Agreed. No, she shouldn't, because how Fox and Friends is it to insinuate that the indigenous people should be moved out of their home so white people can have a good time? That's basically what he's saying.
Yeah,
get rid of the shark
true.
So white he can go in there and surf safely.
That's awesome.
Times.
Hey, we took care of the Indians, man, and
that's
sharks
right.
are next.
Just give them some beads and some blankets. Get them out of the water so we can surf in safety. It's Brian's
just
take.
The water.
You'd think with a 3-camera setup, how can it can happen anywhere? If it can happen in a 3-camera setup, it can happen anywhere.
Well, up until this point, that was the safest setup, as far
right.
as I know.
Now what are we going to do?
Right.
Now we got 4 or 5 cameras? How many cameras do we need to be safe?
Bible,
indeed.
You are all going to die tonight.
I'm not sure about that. Today's celebrity birthdays, Juno Temple's 26, DeAndre Jordan's 27. Damian Marley's 37, as is Justin Bartha and Josh Hartnett. Allie Landry's 42 years old today. She was the Dorito girl.
Yeah.
Yes. Superhero,
yes.
Right?
Not a superhero.
No.
No.
I got
no.
her confused earlier with Allie Larder. I apologize.
You sure did.
And we met her. You've met Allie Landry.
Well, we've met Allie Larder, too. We met them both, but I got them confused. Their names are very similar.
You're an idiot. You need to learn to keep people straight.
Bible.
True.
Bible, Kevin.
Bible.
Tired of working with you people. It's not professional. No,
well, it has to be frustrating for you, Kevin, with the steel trap mind.
Thank you.
You need a three-camera setup and an overhead shot to keep us away from you. And Taco is 60 years old today.
What?
I don't think we have time for putting on the Ritz.
It's all right.
We'll touch on that next hour. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Last night, a big episode on ABC television. It was The Bachelorette, The Men Tell All. Mm-hmm. It's time for The Bachelorette Report. Hit it, Steve.
Well, his name is Ralph Garman, and he claims to be a man. With Petra's Papa thinking, so he's holding hands, kissing and hugging at sunset, watching The Bachelorette. How can you watch that TV show? It both sucks and blows, but you watch it without any regret. Here's the update about The Bachelorette.
Petros Papadakis from the Petros Money Radio Show on AM 570. How are you, sir?
What's poppin', everybody? Good morning. Popo's Al.
I'm just going to sit back and let you and Ralph bring the magic home.
The men told all last night, P.
Oh, God, Ralph. I can't. This is the worst one.
It's the best one.
It's great, but it's horrible too.
What? All right, here's the thing. Weird thing about this Bachelorette Report is that Ralph and Petros almost always disagree on what they think about the show.
And yet we're both equally addicted to it.
That's true.
Yes.
So do you feel the same way? Like, did you love it, Ralph?
I loved it.
Loved it.
Yes.
I just can't take all the shaming of the audience, all the women, the cutaways. Who goes in the studio audience of the Men Tell All? Who is that person that gasps at these things and boos people and looks at their friend right next to them? These must be the loneliest women in the
yes,
world, right?
That's what I'm telling you, P. The hardcore audience for this show are people who treat it like their stories. Like, those are the people who believe that Port Charles is a real place and the General Hospital has real doctors in it.
It was a rough ticket last night.
They just want love, guys.
I enjoy the show, there's no doubt about it. But last night, with everybody acting so cool and Harrison waving his little hands around and acting hard.
You leave Harrison alone. Ian, who said the rest of the guys were lames. Remember he called them lames?
Yeah, well, he was the guy from Princeton who
right.
was a track runner who defied death,
yes.
remember, because he overcame a terrible car accident and pelvic injury.
Right.
And he kind of douched out at the end, even though he called, look, this is all spun crazy because this bachelorette can't handle the gravitas of the role.
Right.
And you know that to be true, Ralph.
Yes.
It caused this poor African-American man to get down on his knees last night and genuflect. It was horrible.
Ian got on his knees in front of his fellow contestants and all of America and begged for forgiveness.
Whoa.
For saying that she was shallow and for calling his fellow contestants lames. He said, that's not me, and I beg your forgiveness. And he dropped to his knees on television. How can you say this in a great show when a guy drops to his knees begging for forgiveness on television?
Here's the problem. She is shallow. All those guys are lames.
How dare you, P.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong to say she's shallow?
Here's Ian begging for forgiveness first.
The things that were said on the show, I think, were certainly not representative of who I am. And I'm down on my knees. Saying that I'm sorry to the guys for things that I said. Saying that I'm sorry to America. And I'm sorry to people in the audience that were offended by things that I said. Because that's not a representation of who I am. And I'm really sorry and I really apologize.
Yeah!
Yeah! Wow! Ian, let's applaud everyone!
Did he really get a lot of blowback for
yes,
for
he
that?
Did, yeah. Now, here's the thing. Yes, of course, she's shallow, P, but I think people thought he went out in an unnecessarily caustic way, that he attacked her for no good reason. If he wanted to leave, he could have just left. He didn't have to attack her and the other guys on the show.
Somebody needed to shake some sense into her. She screwed up the whole show. And then they tried to make us feel bad for pointing out that she screwed up the show.
First, let's revisit with Clint and JJ, shall we? Our bromance.
They were the near lovers on the show, right?
Yeah, this was the best part of the show because this guy, JJ, he can't shut up.
Well, and Clint, first of all, was protesting his heterosexuality to everyone who would listen. He kept talking about how straight he was. Here's Clint.
Well, first of all, I just want to start off by saying that I'm a straight man and I went on The Bachelorette to
I was there for Caitlin from the moment that I stepped out of the limo to the moment that I stepped into the depression mobile on the way home. And I came here to find hopefully true love and to develop a relationship with a woman.
A woman.
A woman.
A woman.
A woman.
But he did admit that he and JJ became close friends.
Okay.
And so JJ, who P says cannot shut up, and he really can't, did himself no favors in trying to describe how deep their friendship went.
To be honest with you, like, you know, Clint and I, when we would sit there and, like, we would talk, we talked for 4 or 5 hours because we're intellectually curious about each other. And for Clint and I, it actually went beyond, like, the surface-level relationship. And so for me, like, there was a lot of meat to that for me.
Wow.
There's a lot of meat.
A lot of meat.
I like how Clint showed up with like a big burly beard.
Yes.
Just to really kind of, you know, seven brides for seven brothers. You know, really drive the point home that he is a straight guy. But the more they talk about their relationship and how straight it is, the more gay it seems.
Yeah, the worse it gets.
Well, maybe it's time for ABC to take the next step and put a gay bachelor on the air. It sounds like they got the first two contestants.
Wait, whoa. We can't even get a black guy out of the country. All right?
That's right.
Okay.
Baby steps. And then, P, of course, as you mentioned all season long, there was a lot of slut shaming when it came to Caitlin because she did sleep with one of the bachelors.
Only one?
Before they allow it. It's like, it's weird because they expect sex on The Bachelorette, but it has to happen in the fantasy suite, like on their timetable, or else all hell breaks loose, apparently.
You can't have sex until Chris Harrison releases your hip ties. They bind your hips.
That's right.
They don't release. Somehow these people got out of it and had sex. But yeah, I mean, look. This woman broke a lot of the norms in The Bachelorette in a bad way. She had a relationship with a guy on Twitter that she brought in halfway through and had sex with in front of all these people who were taking time out of their lives. That is BS.
And if you don't respect the rules of The Bachelorette, you deserve to take this kind of heat.
Well,
exactly.
I didn't know what kind of heat she was taking until last night, but apparently it was pretty significant.
Oh,
and
really?
We asked about who are the people in the audience following this, like it's life and death. Apparently there's a lot of Americans out there because we found out from Caitlin that she was getting death threats because of her behavior on the show. And hate tweets and hate emails, so much so that Chris Harrison brought a stack out and started to read some of the hate that she was receiving. This was from a mother of three. This one was written, an email from a mother of three.
So she has three kids.
Right. Writing about Caitlin as the bachelor and what she hopes her children will learn from it.
Caitlin is a selfish whore with no morals and a pathetic excuse for a human being. She should just crawl in a hole and die. I hope fans break her spirit so that our kids can see that whoring behavior isn't rewarded. I can't wait to see Caitlin cry like a little bitch. She's a dirty whore who treats people like...
So not true.
So not true.
So not true, by the way.
So not true.
Hashtag Bachelor Nation.
That's the Bachelor Nation right there. I felt a little dirty after that segment.
You go on national TV and slut it up before Harrison says it's okay. There's going to be a reaction.
It's the Harrison factor.
You know what I call a day when I get tweets like that? Tuesday.
But what are people so angry about, P?
I don't know. I mean, it's a stupid show. People get riled up. What do you want from me?
Look, you guys laugh at it.
Right, we get riled up too, but in a fun sort of like sporting event way, but I'm not...
Not me.
I don't literally care who she sleeps with or what the outcome is. I don't want her to cry like a bitch and crawl in a hole and die. I don't get that.
Hell?
Well, look, I don't mind seeing her cry, and I didn't agree with the way she handled herself this season, but I do not want her to crawl in a hole and die.
I'm glad to hear that. And lastly, I was so happy, P, that we finally addressed your longstanding concern of a woman who hates birds and yet has bird tattoos on her triceps. That has been a recurring theme of one of your problems with the show this season.
Yeah, but you know what? I was not satisfied with the answer.
here's Caitlin's answer. Here we go.
The bird thing.
Oh, God. And everyone's like, oh, why do you have tattoos of birds on your arms? I'm like,
it is ironic.
I can't see them.
Well, they're on her triceps. She can't see them.
She's got a point.
She does.
Can she see them? No.
Yeah, but that's not a good... I mean, I have a lot of stupid tattoos that I can't see, but that's not a good reason to get the tattoo. You know, I mean, somebody sent me a great text that really describes Caitlyn and maybe why she infuriates people. I don't condone death threats or anything like that. But remember, like, when you were in high school and you used to go out and get drunk and you needed to get it together for, like, 20 seconds to talk to your mom when you got home?
Right.
That's Caitlyn all the time.
That's a good point.
She's barely hanging on.
She's barely keeping it together, and the party is still raging on inside her.
That's I'm surprised she doesn't do morning radio.
Yeah, and that's why they couldn't have this show traditionally. They couldn't do the rose ceremonies when they wanted to do it. They couldn't get rid of people the way they wanted to conventionally. It screwed up the balance of The Bachelorette, and I was infuriated by it. I need structure.
Well, I'm surprised I didn't read one of your tweets last night on the show, because it seems like you're taking this very, very seriously.
Hey, I don't tweet about The Bachelorette. I just deal with it. Personally, with you guys.
All right, what happens next week? Lay it out for me.
It's all there. It's the final decision making process where Caitlyn will have to decide between Nick or Sean. Who will she spend the rest of her life with? Because she will be getting married,
or the rest of that episode.
How dare you? And then, of course, it's after the final rose. We'll get a chance to feel out Sean and Nick and see how they feel about it.
How many hours is that going to take for you, Ralph?
I think it's about three hours tomorrow night.
Oh, my God.
Or next week.
Wow.
Technically, there's a two-hour show.
Right. And then a one-hour wrap-up.
The hour after the final rose.
Well, I think what Ralph is doing there is adding the 2 hours and then the hour after.
Right.
Oh, it's 3 hours.
All right.
There's no doubt. But, you know, you got to earn it at the end.
God bless you guys for watching it.
You can hear Petras this afternoon along with Matt Money-Smith from 3 to 7 on AM 570 LA Sports. Now, P, it's set up then, so you're coming in studio next Tuesday to break down the final, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to wrestle Harrison.
All right. Sounds great. This has been the Bachelorette Report. I feel like you and I, Kevin, are kind of out here on our own, being the only people we know who are actually planning on voting for Donald Trump. But there's got to be others. This new poll that came out yesterday, Donald Trump, the more dumb things he says and refuses to apologize and doubles down on every dumb comment he's ever made, the better he does in the polls, the more popular he is with the people.
Now, tell me about the polls this far out, though. Are these actual voters, or are these just...
Look, the average person on the street, the average person listening to the show right now, isn't thinking about who they're going to pull a lever for in 2016. These are political junkies, basically. Anyone who's going to pick up the phone or fill out a survey or something like that on politics in July of the year before election year.
I don't want to know what they have to say.
Right.
I don't care.
I've said so many times, and I know that we will never do this in America because we value people's freedom to do whatever they want. Do it like they do in England, where you can't start campaigning until 3 months before the general election.
That would be awesome.
That would be nice. Yeah.
That would be a nice, sweet campaign season. I think we'd learn enough in those 3 months to know who we wanted to vote for. But as of the polls that came out yesterday, and this was after the controversial Donald Trump comments on John McCain, he is now at 24% of registered Republicans and Republican-leaning independents. 24%.
And who's higher?
No one is higher. He's number one. It is the highest percentage and biggest lead recorded by any GOP candidate this year. His support has increased sixfold since May, by the way. Jeb Bush is down to third, in case you're wondering, at 12%. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is in second place at 13%. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and this is the reason why we're bringing it up again today, is because we really do want to talk to people who the message from Donald Trump is resonating with you to the point where, if the election were held today, you would vote for Donald Trump. Those are the people that we want to talk to. And we were kind of speculating yesterday, what is it about this guy that people are not immediately turned off on? Kevin, do you have a theory at all?
I think that he puts a lot of good rhetoric in there and then throws in an occasional, you know, racist remark or something. Like, he talks about America needs to be strong. Who doesn't believe that? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of that kind of stuff. And then he goes, oh, yeah, and I prefer people who weren't captured. And you know what?
So in other words, people want punch and they're willing to dig in the punch bowl around the turd.
Yes. I understand that.
I'm not sure I even believe that, by the way.
I think it's just that people like to hear people with strong opinions that don't back down. People don't want to hear somebody apologizing for what they said. If you're going to say something, stick with it, no matter how bad it is, which he's really good at.
Yeah, he really is good at that. He talked about John McCain not being a war hero. Mm-hmm. This is... This is like this is the worst thing you could do as a politician.
Yeah.
Now, John McCain, by the way, when he was shot down and held for 6 years in a North Vietnamese prison and tortured and had both of his arms broken, he was on like his, I don't know, 20th bombing mission over Vietnam at the time he was captured. And they came to him at one point and they said, hey, we just found out that your dad is a bigwig in the military. He was the head of the fleet or something. We're going to let you go early. And he said, no, I refuse to go. You let everybody else go before you let me go. That guy, who still can't raise his hands above his shoulders, by the way, that guy is not a war hero, according to Donald Trump. Listen to the tape.
He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you. Do you agree with that? He's a war hero because he was captured, okay? You can have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but.
I like people who weren't captured. Has to just be poison.
Let's get Vanessa on real quick from Westwood. She's on line three. She's our first caller who supports Donald Trump, !! Hi, Vanessa.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing great, and we're so glad you called because we keep hearing about all of these people who are for reals out there, but I've never talked to any of them. What's going on with you and Mr. Trump?
Well, honestly, I think a lot of what he says was taken out of context by the news media. When you listen to that whole speech about what he said about, you know, having to close up our borders, it actually made a lot of sense.
But that's what I'm saying is he spends a lot of time saying we need a strong border. We need to protect our country. We need to not let anybody that wants to come in. Like, a lot of that stuff resonates. And then, but then he says he's, you know, he goes with John McCain is not a war hero.
And the John McCain thing, I'm not sure, but I kind of thought it was just tongue in cheek. And frankly, I think it's really cool that he stands up behind what he actually believes in rather than rhetoric. And again, back to the whole like immigration thing, he got chastised for it so bad. But really, if you look at the prison population, like, sorry to say, but numbers don't lie, right? And look what happened in San Francisco a couple weeks ago.
Right, but so, that is hardly representative of the many people who have come into this country.
Well, I'm saying numbers don't lie, and we need to be really cognizant that we should allow everybody who wants to come here, but we need to do it in a proper legal way. I mean, it's not fair that proximity allows people to come here and bend the rules.
I think a lot of people agree with that. I think that does make a lot of sense. It's something we have made almost no movement on, which shocks me since 9/11, by the way, that did not become a national priority. But when Donald Trump says Mexico is intentionally sending us murderers and rapists, you know that's not true. And why do you have respect for somebody who says something that is wrong and then won't apologize for it?
Well, I don't think he said intentionally Mexico is sending that. I think he said that they're not doing anything about it.
No, he did say that they did it on purpose, and then he followed that up with, "If I was running Mexico, I would do the same thing."
Right.
So he did say that on purpose.
So if the election were held today, though, and I'm glad you called, Vanessa, I really am, you'd push the button for Donald Trump.
I think so, compared to all the other candidates that the party has. I mean,
so maybe that's part of the problem is we hate politicians.
And I should also mention, Vanessa, that when you say compared to the other candidates, so in other words, you're going to vote for whoever the Republican is.
Not necessarily. I'm actually a registered Democrat.
Okay.
What's happening?
What is happening right now?
Vanessa's gone bye-bye. We're glad you called. We're glad you're listening. Thanks so much. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Josh, Jack, Andrew. We don't talk politics very often on this program, but this Donald Trump thing is a phenomena, and we want to hear why you think that is, especially if you're willing to vote for him. We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
Part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich.
That's true.
That is true. Talking about Donald Trump, the next president of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, there are 16 competitors in the Republican field all vying to be president. As of right now, Donald Trump is far and away the most popular. We're talking to you. If he's your man, if you've decided as of today, he's the guy you want to vote for, 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, let's start with Ren. She's in Cypress. She's on line six. She's got a theory on what Donald Trump's up to. Hey, Ren, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
I support Donald Trump 100%. I would have voted for him years ago if he would have ran. I think we need a strong, powerful president who doesn't give a crap, and we do not need another yes man.
So you're over the years of diplomacy being the way to go. You just want a guy who just bomb whoever we disagree with? Is that what you're hoping for, Mr. Trump?
No, no, but I can respect the fact, like everyone who does like Donald Trump, I can respect the fact that he doesn't back down and he doesn't apologize for what he says.
All right, but let me ask you a question, though, Ren, because we all say things that at the time we mean them to be smart, and then you realize, wow, that was either stupid or I was misinformed. And you want a politician that never apologizes for anything? Does that make sense to you?
No, but I would like a politician that knows what they're talking about before they even say it to have to apologize.
But you said you support Donald Trump.
I do.
But that's at odds with wanting a politician who knows what he's talking about before he says it.
I think he does know.
Oh, you think he does
know what he's talking about. Absolutely. Okay. You know, in regards to the war hero, I get it. I get what he's talking about. At least I think.
What?
I think he's supporting the war heroes who are alive, meaning I think everybody who's going to the war and fighting and getting injured. Just because you're a POW, that doesn't mean you're a hero. You're a hero just by being in that war.
Right, but he's not saying a lot more people are heroes. He said specifically John McCain is not a war hero.
Because he was captured.
He just doesn't get a reaction, though. I think he's getting.
So you think he's poking people with a stick just to get a reaction?
Absolutely.
Oh.
I think so.
Okay.
He's in the pot, and he's bringing people out to comment, to do against him, for him, whatever. But you got, for me, you don't have to like him, but you got, I respect him.
All right.
He's a strong man.
Did you see John Stewart, who said, he was parroting him, he said, I prefer people without cancer.
Thank you, Ren. I'm glad you listened. Glad you called. Let's go to Josh, Roland Heights, line 4, please. He also supports Donald Trump. Let's find out why. Hey, Josh, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean and Allie McKay. How are you three?
We are good.
Glad you called. What's going on?
Well, here's the thing. Donald Trump is basically saying what everyone is thinking. But because we live in a politically correct culture, no one is going to go so far as to say it. And I don't care what I'm saying attitude and how many people I anger is exactly what we need into the White House.
But
everything,
Josh,
what he said, go on.
Let me just ask you a question about that, because you said that he's saying what everybody's thinking. I've never thought that Mexico was sending the rapists and the killers across the border. I mean, that's absurd. John McCain's not a war hero. That's absurd. That doesn't even make sense. No one thinks that. Zero people think that.
The Mariel boat lift, when Castro opened up the jails and sent everybody to Miami back in the 70s, Mexico has their own immigration problem. And maybe they're not going so far as to send rapists, but they certainly are sending criminals from south of their border by telling them, you should be going to America, and this is how you do it. This is how you get through Texas. This is how you get through where. Maybe it's not so far as to saying the rapists and the murderers, but it's certainly they're trying to get rid of their immigrants or their illegal immigrants and sending them where they want to go, which is America. Here.
Let me ask you this question about how Donald Trump doesn't back down, says what he thinks, and let the chips fall where they may. How is that going to work if he's president in terms of not trying to work with Congress?
Well, who's to say he's not going to work with Congress? And Congress has their own problems, okay?
Oh, nobody they sure do.
Nobody likes Congress, yet everybody in this country is voting for their congressman, even though it's their congressman who's messing up. You know what? If Congress wants to gridlock themselves, they should gridlock themselves. If the president's job is to be commander-in-chief. If Congress wants to pass their laws, we should go back to the system as it was supposed to be created, where Congress sends whatever they can to the president. If the president likes it, he can sign it into law. If the president doesn't like it, he can veto it. That's how it was in the 1700s, in the 1800s, and we're back into the 2000s. The president shouldn't be working with Congress to make laws. Making laws is Congress's job.
Okay, well, we're getting a little bit off topic. My point was just that Donald Trump does not seem like a guy who ever wants to compromise. He's a my way or the highway kind of guy, and I think that appeals to a lot of people. And I'm glad you called. Thank you so much. All right, we got no time here. Who do you like, Kevin? We got time for one more. I like Terry. Terry's good.
Yeah, let's go to Terry.
Let's go to Terry, Garden Grove, line 2. Terry, we're going to have to let you be the final call for right now. But look, we've got a year and a half before the election. We can revisit this topic another day. But what say you about Mr. Trump?
So I live in Garbage Grove myself, and I have to deal with problems with illegal immigrants every day.
Trump came straight out and he said the truth. I personally know people who are defrauding the American taxpayers by collecting welfare, having jobs under stolen Social Security numbers. I know people who have been statutorily raped by 35-year-old immigrants. Okay? So I can identify 100%.
Look, nobody's saying that 100% of the people that come across the border are good, but some are.
You're 100% right. And Trump is not saying 100% of the people coming across the border are committing those crimes either. He is not saying that. Trump is not a racist. Okay, Trump is just saying...
Well, he did mention that he had a Mexican waiter once who liked him, so I guess you're right. He's not a racist.
He's not a racist. And, you know, the sad thing in today's society is in this politically correct environment we're in, if you come out and speak the truth that people are offended by, they go directly to racism. Hey, just because I don't like Barack Obama does not mean I'm a racist, okay? Just because I disagree with his politics does not mean that I hate all African Americans.
Agreed.
Okay, I'm a constitutionalist.
Agreed.
I want the Constitution restored. That's what made this country great. That's what made America the bastion of the world. That's why everybody from everywhere wants to come here.
Who was the last president that you liked?
Well, I'm 35 years old, and now that I look back, I thought I liked Bush because I agreed with Republicans all my life. But you know what? Bush was a piece of crap, too. Barack Obama said he was going to delete all his executive orders.
Okay. Again, getting way off topic here. You sound like a very angry and a very unhappy man. But I'm glad you're listening, Jorge, and I'm glad you called. And it's going to be a new day when President Trump is sworn in.
I just want to say, if you find yourself on my side, you need to really do some introspection because that's not good. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:56. That's why we don't talk politics.
So people are terrifying, it turns out.
Ralph, a lot of people wanted to congratulate you on the excellent voice work you were doing pretending to be those callers.
Nope.
So
even I don't have that kind of imagination. I couldn't whip that up with a gun to my head.
Hey, there are listeners and we love them, by the way.
All right.
We love a lot of them.
I'm just saying.
So
just
because, say you.
Just because they're voting for Donald Trump doesn't make them bad people. Does it?
I think it does.
Hey, a little bit. Doesn't make them great people.
We're going to talk that to much. A friend of ours, Casey, who works behind the scenes on the show. She's got her finger on the button. She is doing a thing every day that will surprise you. Something that she has done now in 2015 more than 200 times on consecutive days.
And I know what you're thinking. It's not masturbating.
It's not that. She may be doing that too.
And I'm not going to stick around and listen. Way to go, Kevin.
Oh, my bad.
But wait till you hear what it is. You'll be surprised. That's coming up right after the top of the hour here on KROQ. Plus, your chance to qualify for the Austin City Limits Festival, which includes Foo Fighters tickets for you. That's on the way. Now Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Hey, if you're like me and now you hate everyone after our last segment... Let me give you something to take the edge off a little bit. How about a little comedy? How about some comedy in your life? Make you forget all about the horrors of humanity. You go see a funny little movie like, oh, I don't know, how about Vacation?
Yay!
We all grew up with the beloved National Lampoon's Vacation with Chevy Chase being the dad taking his family to Wally World.
Is that like 30 years? How old is that?
I think it is like 30 years old. Ago. Yeah. Well, now Ed Helms plays Rusty. He's all grown up, and he's taking his own family to Wally World on their own road trip. In order to spice things up with his wife, Christina Applegate, and reconnect with his sons. Looks funny to me. How about to you?
What's funny?
America? How would you like to
Don't
go?
Ask America what they think.
Whatever you do. Do not pick up that phone.
Do not call us.
Better not be any Mexicans in that movie. I'll tell you that.
I don't know,
we
sir.
Got a lot of Mexican hate. That was weird.
Yeah, that is strange.
Where did they all come from? Guys are Mexican lovers. All right, take it easy. So what?
Can't I love Mexicans and Americans?
I don't know what just happened.
White people and brown people? Can't just... And it's me talking about love, yeah. People.
Yeah, when Ralph talks about love.
Yeah, come on. Anyway, vacationthemovie.com is the website you can go to for all the details. It's going to be in theaters everywhere on July the 29th. We have passes to the premiere of Vacation at the Village Theater in Westwood. This is going to be a good time. July the 27th is the date. If you'd like to go see the premiere of Vacation, why don't you call me right now? 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First five callers through with that phone number, we'll get a pair of passes to the premiere of Vacation. I love that Ed Helms, by the way. He's a very funny guy.
He is funny.
Chris Hemsworth also in this film. Good cast. It's official, by the way.
What's official?
Khloe Kardashian and
Lamar Odom getting divorced.
I thought that happened 2 years
ago.
No. What?
Lamar went into some spider hole with a vial of crack or something and just disappeared. They couldn't find him, and she just went about her business. They never really bothered getting around to ending their marriage. But apparently now it looks like it's going to happen. So, good news, fellas.
Market's wide open.
She's up for grabs. Amy Schumer is in some trouble. I don't know if you saw her photo spread in GQ magazine, but she's got a shot of her with C-3PO and R2-D2 in bed together after what looks like some sort of droid three-way. Turns out the folks who shot those pictures never ran it past Lucasfilm and Disney.
And they have to.
Yeah, well, those characters are owned by those
companies.
And
they should probably know that.
They probably should. Lucasfilm, Disney did not authorize, participate in, or condone the inappropriate use of our characters in this manner, said the official Twitter page. Fans around the world were outraged as well. Who is outraged?
Well,
if you are a Star Wars fan and you were outraged because Amy Schumer was in bed with C-3PO and R2-D2... You need to take yourself out of the game.
Take yourself out.
I think a lot of people just thought her hand was in Alderaan places.
Oh, man.
No?
This is why you failed.
Oh. Where's the outrage now?
Yeah.
If anyone should be needed. Outraged, it should be a bad joke.
If anyone should be deported, it should be Ally McKay.
Well, now you're going to call us, one of the women lovers.
We got a lot of that in our future, guys.
Which? Outrage?
No.
Or those kind of jokes?
Yeah, those kind of jokes.
Yeah, I know. Sheepy.
From Ally McKay.
Sheepy.
Talking about Star Wars.
And Paz de la Huerta. You know Paz de la Huerta?
Yeah. The actress, right?
Yeah. She was in Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah. She played the loony, the woman with morally casual attitude who... was a good time for all on that show.
She has two vaginas.
I don't believe that was the case in that character at all. But she had a little issue with a movie that she did called Nurse 3D. Now, Nurse 3D was one of these sexploitation / horror films. And she was filming on the set, and apparently she was struck by an ambulance on the set.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now this was filmed 2 or 3 years ago, this movie. So
were they filming in the road or something?
The injury was old.
Oh, no! This is a colossal disaster!
Yes, Bean, it was. And she suffered a spinal fracture because of the accident. And she told the movie producer she was filing a workman's comp claim. And the director brought in someone else to dub in her voice to finish the film.
Okay.
Now, the film was released and made $5,000 at the box office.
Total?
Yes.
$5,000.
It's since been released to video on demand and DVD, but in theaters it earned a whopping $5,000. However, Paz de la Huerta says her career is over because of the film and the accident and is now asking for $55 million.
That seems fair.
I think that's proportionate.
Wait, hold on a sec.
You heard me.
She's suing. Why now? Because they replaced her voice?
Yes. Because her voice was redubbed, and because of the accident, and because of her treatment, punitive damages.
Okay, all right.
And she wants a chance to redub the movie with her voice, a movie that's 2 years old now.
Because that'll save it.
That made $5,000.
She wants to go back and redub it, and she also wants $55 million. I would like to say that I, too, would like $55 million.
Sure.
If there is a list, you can put my name on it.
Sure.
I would like to
put my name on the list as well.
That's what I'm saying. All right, we're running late. Let me get to today's celebrity birthdays. Juno Temple's 26 years old today. People are asking for a bell for Juno, by the way.
Well, I don't know who Juno Temple is, so that's my hang-up there. What do I know her from?
But you're the official keeper of the bell.
I understand that, yeah. And very rarely does one make the list that sneaks by me, but I'm unfamiliar with Miss Temple's work.
If only you had time to Google it.
If he had
the first one, and
if you had the internet
if only
in front
had
of you,
some sort of internet access where you could type
cool.
her name into some sort of engine that would search her out and then
well,
provide.
Well, let me throw it open to the room, my friends who mock me for not knowing who she is. Who is she?
She's an actress,
and she's best known for.
I do not know her projects.
Acting Bean.
I have seen her, but without knowing her project.
Kevin, do you know who she is?
She's an actress.
All right, but do you know who she is? Do you know what she looks like? Because this could be June Squibb or somebody you're asking me to give a bell to, all right? Who do you know what she looks like?
I don't, know, June I don't know who June Squibb is. Deserve
a I don't bell. Know who June Squibb
now
is.
Now I got to Google June Squibb. Do you know who that is we're talking
it's a
about?
Super popular, famous actress who's been in lots of things.
She's 100.
Including playing Lena Dunham's grandmother in Girls, yeah. by the way, most recently. But
she's
super
famous.
All right, I'm looking at Juno Temple.
She,
just give her a bell.
On, time out. Is she super famous? June Squibb. Is June Squibb super famous?
She was also great in that Will Forte
I'm not asking
Nebraska
if she was
movie.
Great. I'm not
she
asking
was great
if
in that.
I'm asking
nominated.
You, is she super famous?
I think she was. I think she's nominated for an Oscar for that
but
movie.
I'm not asking
Nebraska.
If she was nominated for an Oscar. I'm asking you, is she super famous?
Okay. All right, we're getting off track here.
No, we're not getting off track at all because you told me she was super famous.
She's not super famous.
Then the
okay,
defense
but
rest,
compared
Your Honor.
To Juno Temple, she's way more well known than her, all right?
Right, but
way more well-known than she is.
Look, we'll take away the bell. I mean, we can do it from this end. A little research, man.
I just, all I'm saying is, I apologize to folks I disappointed, but I didn't know who she was, and I still don't know who she was. Or is.
She's no June Squibb.
She's no June Squibb.
No way. Famous like that.
Famous person.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
I think we already started those.
Oh. DeAndre Jordan's 27 years old.
Now, who the hell is that?
Damian Marley's 37. Justin Bartha is 37. Josh Hartnett, he is 37. Model Allie Landry is 42 years old today. And singer Taco is 60. Are we out of taco time again?
I would like to think so.
No.
I mean, look at the clock.
I know. We're out of taco
it.
Time.
Can't.
It's Taco Tuesday.
It'll be Taco Tuesday
Taco
in an hour.
Tuesday.
Come on, Kevin.
Come on, Kevin.
Yeah. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Putting on the Ritz.
Okay, that's all the time we have.
Don't bogart.
No way.
Joint. What?
Don't even throw us off like that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7. 106.7 K-Rock. It's K-R-O-Q.
You okay?
I'm good.
Why are you laughing? What's happening?
I turned on my mic. I thought the song was over, and I was just paranoid because you guys pounce on me when I let the song end. So I started talking. You couldn't hear me. Just one word of what I was saying, not even a word. All right.
That's no way to live a life.
It's Kevin and Bean
Show.
Walk
on, Kevin.
It's 9:26.
I occasionally will see somebody online doing a thing once a day. There have been a bunch of people who they take a picture of their face every day, and then they put it together in a video at the end of the year. There are people who take a picture of their food every day. There are people who, you know, just get into a habit. Casey, who works behind the scenes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, she's the one who has her finger on the button for you listeners in their potty mouths, or Ralph in his potty mouth.
Yeah.
She came to us at the beginning of the year and said, guys, it's 2015. You know I love movies. Guess what I'm going to do? And Casey, what was it you unveiled to us when we first got back from vacation in January?
I decided that I was going to see a movie every day of 2015 in the theater. Anybody can sit on their computer and watch Netflix, but I have a butt in a theater seat every day.
And why?
Why not?
No.
I have a lot of free time.
Well, I can answer why not. I mean,
a lot of reasons why not.
Because
but why?
Then it sort of becomes a job. Like, you have to go see a movie even if you don't feel like
a
it.
A little bit here and there, you know, but... You know, for the most part, I see multiple movies a week anyway, so it's really only adding on a few.
Right.
And I'm not...
So you've seen a movie in a theater every day of 2015.
Today is day 202.
But this is July.
Yes,
so
sir.
Every day in... just recapping now. Every day in January and then February and then March, all the way through to now, you didn't miss a single day in a movie theater.
Correct. And sometimes more than one movie a day.
Why would you ever do that?
Why wouldn't
because
you space...
I'm awesome.
Well, I mean, no, but if you know you,
but
if
it's, argue.
If it's like Tuesday and you know you have to go to a movie Wednesday and another one Thursday and another one Friday,
yes.
Why would you go see two today?
Well, that was normally because I'll work a lot of film festivals, and
right.
So when my film festival shift is done, I might as well go see, you know, multiple movies that I wouldn't normally be able
You're
to see for like 6 months.
Not allowed to bank them though, right? You can't see two a day and then say not going Friday.
Correct. It's okay. One movie every day.
Okay.
Now, I have a question. Hang on, Bean. Let me just
sure.
Why?
Okay, it started because people do New Year's resolutions, and I think they're crap because I think it's a terrible way to start your year because you're going to fail.
Right.
So rather than it be like a New Year's resolution, it was going to be like a challenge to myself because I have time and I have movie pass. So I just pay like one fee a month and I can go see a movie every day. So I'm not spending out of pocket for these. I've literally paid for one film
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You've seen 200 free movies this year?
Yeah, because I have MoviePass, so it's like $35 a month, and I can go once every 24 hours.
Well, so it's not really free. You're paying $35.
Paying for it, but not compared to what you would pay at the box office.
Right, it's like paying for 2.5 movies a month.
Right, don't you see a lot of movies that are crap?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. Dean Cain started a movie that came out last month, and it was terrible.
Okay.
So, you're excited, though.
So when you say why not, that's a great why not, is I have to go and waste 90 minutes or 2 hours of my day with a film that I'm not going to enjoy.
There's sometimes where I'm like, oh, I just don't want to go. And there's one day that I almost failed and one day coming up that I might fail.
What do you mean you might fail?
I am going to visit my boyfriend in New Orleans because he's working out there for a few months. Mm-hmm. And my flight does not get in until 9:45 at night. And so I am crossing my fingers and hoping my flight is on time.
And then where's the nearest movie theater to the airport?
Like 10 minutes.
And you're hoping there's what? There's usually.
Yeah, no, I've been keeping track of the theater to make sure there's times that are that late. And they have movies playing till like 11:30. So assuming that my flight is on time, I'm fine.
So here's my point. You're going to see your boyfriend in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You're flying from here.
Uh-huh.
You're landing at 9:45.
Uh-huh.
It's not a bit of a chore to force yourself to go see a movie instead of your boyfriend?
Well, he'll be working till late anyway.
Hey, peace out, buddy. I got to go see a movie.
And he'll be and working till late anyway.
If it's after midnight, that's no good, right? Because it doesn't count.
Right. I've done a couple, like, quote-unquote midnight movies.
Well, what's the ruling on that?
11:59.
Okay. If it's at midnight, then it's the next day?
Well, when you buy your ticket, it still comes up as, like, 11:59.
Oh, okay. I see. So you are willing to cheat.
She's playing games.
Oh, it's 11:59. It's still the same day.
Uh-huh. You're making up rules. This is BS.
You saw – what did you see yesterday, by the way?
I saw Ant-Man.
Oh, you saw Ant-Man. Yeah. Okay. Sunday, you saw a film called The New Girlfriend. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I was working Outfest, which is the LGBT film festival, and that was their closing night thing. It was at the Theater at the Ace Hotel.
All right, cool. You saw Trainwreck on Saturday.
Yep.
Last Friday, you saw a movie called Drag Becomes Him.
Yeah, it was a documentary on one of the guys from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay, boom, there's your why not, right there, Casey. There's your why not.
But wait, when you said that, you were smiling like you enjoyed it.
It was fun. Come on, do you not enjoy RuPaul's Drag Race?
I don't watch it.
It's great.
Love it.
I don't watch it. I don't feel either way about it. I just feel like, all right, here's the real question. The movies that are bad, the movies that are good, everybody understands. But there are a lot of movies that are just dull.
There are some
just
that are
not
awful.
Interesting. Okay, so why?
Because I have to see something.
To
it's like a big puzzle. You know, I kind of plan it out at the beginning of the week as what am I doing this week? Where can I fit in movies? What's playing in, like, you know, some of the older theaters? Because everybody's like, aren't you going to run out of movies? No, it's LA. We have the New Bev, which plays like old stuff. We have the Egyptian, which plays old stuff. So between all of those and then like test screenings for things or like screenings at film schools or whatever with like Q&A's afterwards, like I don't run out.
Are you blogging about this, writing reviews or turning into a book or you have any other plans?
It started as a blog and I've gotten lazy, but I just spent the last like 4 hours catching up and posting all of my ticket stubs from the last 2 months because I got about 2 months behind. But I do have a blog that I've been posting everything that I've been seeing.
What happens January 1st, 2016?
I sleep.
You're done, right?
Yeah.
It's a one-year thing, and then it's over.
I see a lot of movies anyway, and so I don't think it'll slow down drastically, but it won't feel like a chore anymore.
I feel like I see a lot of movies because I try to pick one a weekend. I just may, and sometimes two during the weekend because the weekend you have time to do it. But
I have time during the week.
Okay. What do you get at the end of the year when you accomplish this?
A big pat on the back from a lot of people. Chip
who
is shaking your head.
Name them.
No, I thought it would be fun to kind of like pull people together and be like, hey, cool. I'm going to either like rent out a movie theater or get somebody to donate theater time. And then I would find something that I really wanted to see in a theater that I've never seen before. And then all my friends come on like New Year's Eve and we do a big thing.
Well, it is all about you. All right, Casey, how can people follow along online if they want to keep track of what you're doing?
The blog that is now finally updated is Casey Thea, which that's my middle name, CaseyThea.tumblr.com. CaseyThea.tumblr.com.
Okay. What are you going to see today?
Haven't decided yet.
Sounds good,
isn't it?
Got time for one more look at the showbiz beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and then a little bit more of Taco Put on the Ritz, if you wouldn't be so stingy with it like you were last hour, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, it's Taco Tuesday, as Ralph pointed out earlier today. Mm. It's our one day to enjoy that song.
Sure.
Don't cut it off.
Get right to it.
K-Rock classic, man.
Can't wait.
We'll save a little room for that, but let's talk Star Wars Episode 8.
F episode 7. That is old news.
I'm so sick of episode 7.
So bored with that. Watching it over and over again.
Oh, wait. It's not out yet.
What news is there on 8?
8, baby. Casting news.
8's take it off now, man.
Yeah. 8. It's all about 8.
Right. Heard that.
Well, first we know Rian Johnson's going to be directing.
Is that good?
It's very good. See Looper? See Looper?
See Looper.
With Bruce Willis?
I did see that.
What are you doing, Nova Jip? What are you doing?
That's good.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe she'd call me. What you saying, call me.
She's looking for a date? Help.
He's going to be helming the pick. And looks like Benicio Del Toro will be the villain.
All right.
Now, no word exactly on what character that will be, but...
He looks like a Klingon in real life, by the way, Benicio Del Toro.
What?
He does.
Oh.
He's big and hairy and the big face.
Oh!
He's a good choice for a villain.
You're incurring the wrath of She-Bean.
And I read that and I was all, huh? And then I was like, ah.
By the way, what place do Klingons have in the Star Wars?
You're crossing
Star Wars mythology.
I'm just saying.
You're just saying they're going to start introducing Klingons into the Star Wars mythos?
He was like, what? And I'm all, no.
It does seem unlikely.
Joaquin Phoenix also apparently is in talks for perhaps a role, maybe the same role. We don't know. But there's buzzing going on. There's stuff happening.
All right.
8. Star Wars 8.
I'd like to see
about.
7.
Yeah. Oh,
pretty
Kevin,
interested in that.
Boring!
Why are you so fixated on 7, man?
You're so behind the times, man. That was so 2016.
This is why you fail.
Right. You're right, Mini Yoda. Looks like Caitlyn Jenner will not be on Dancing with the Stars.
Didn't know that was a,
I didn't either.
A thing.
Oh, yeah. There was talk about her joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars. She was all set to compete, but apparently she has bailed out at the last minute and has rejected their final offers. Caitlin believes she was in over her head by taking on the challenge. Apparently, she said that being a 65-year-old on that show, considering all the attention that she's been receiving, there was a large potential for her to end up a laughing stock, and she just could not do that. I think she made a wise choice.
She's dealt with enough, don't you think?
I think so. Yeah. I think she's certainly got a high enough profile to be able to talk about her issues. She doesn't need to compete on the Dancing with the Stars show. However, she should be a Klingon in the next Star Wars movie. That would be awesome. And Foo Fighters are just the best. And they're very liberal with their stage time. They'll pull people out of the audience to play drums. They'll bring on guitarists to let people sing. And Dave Grohl gave his orthopedic surgeon a thank you on Sunday night at Fenway Park. Dr. Lou C. Schoen is his name, and he apparently responsible for the surgery that put Dave's leg back together. So naturally, to thank him, Dave brought him out on stage and let him sing Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. I know, I'm just as confused as you are.
Because
I guess he wanted to.
Okay.
The good doctor sang lead vocals, and Dave and the band played behind him, and everyone had a pretty good time. No more. Go, Doc.
I don't think.
Hey! Yeah, go, Doc.
And then that was the end of it.
No, hold on. Yeah.
All right, this is the crowd. Hey, maybe we can drown him out. Everybody
Look,
sing.
I love Dr. Drew, too, but I don't need him singing on any of our band's songs.
Okay.
All right.
Just saying. It's nice of Dave to do that, but I don't think that was a treat for the crowd.
I think it was a treat for the crowd. And they all got a free knee replacement after the show.
Is that right?
Everybody in the crowd got a new knee.
All
so
at once.
It worked out for everybody.
It's exciting.
New DVDs. You know, it's new release day still for video and DVDs. Not for music, but DVDs still
has a
Tuesday release
day. I thought they all moved.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. Still a good day if you like movies. DVDs
so Friday's music,
Friday's
Tuesday's
music. Right.
All right.
Scooby-Doo Meets Kiss.
That's available today.
Finally.
On DVD.
Robot Chicken Season 7. And, of course, Wild Horses. Robert Duvall, James Franco, Josh Hartnett, anyone? Never heard of it.
Nope.
Me neither.
Got nothing for you.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Juno Temple's 26 years old today.
Thank you.
DeAndre
Everybody
Jordan
happy?
From your Los Angeles Clippers is 27 years old today. Damian Marley, 37. Justin Bartha, also 37. Josh Hartnett, we were just talking about him. He's in that movie Wild Horses that comes out on DVD today. Ali Landry's 42. And singer Taco is 60 years old today.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Putting on the Ritz. It's Young Frankenstein. Come on, Kevin. You've seen Young Frankenstein, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been
You've
a while.
Never seen Young Frankenstein?
I said it's been a while. I don't know that I ever have. All right, Chip.
Wait, which is it?
You can flip me off without putting it up my nose.
Giving you the finger of fate right there.
I don't know, Bean.
Has it been a while, or have you never seen it? Which of those things?
I don't know. I don't know that I've ever seen it.
You son of a bitch.
I don't know that I ever have.
You son of a bitch.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, my God.
I have nothing left to say to you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All-New Kevin and Bean Show, we have Adam Carolla. We have Chris
and
Parnell.
Santa, give! Sorry.
Of course,
Young Frankenstein.
Chris Parnell on the program tomorrow from Rick and Morty.
Put the candle back.
Jose Antonio Vargas from the White People documentary. We have Judd Apatow.
What knockers!
On the program tomorrow. And tickets for Imagine Dragons also.
Fair Wolf. Fair Castle.
Tomorrow morning on an All-New Kevin and Bean Show.